This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I have some responsibility.
Nuji.
I'll call the cops on you.
Dieter. Charlie.
I got the dog, dude.
And Jeffrey.
Don't you think guys would be a little disgusting?
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach us. Give us a call. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. So do your tweets. Just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That comes in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is to pick up the phone and dial 866-YO-ROVER. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. I'm waiting for my stack of emails. Doogie's going to hand it to me at any anytime. We have a lot to talk about this morning. Jeffrey's Holy Moses matrimony details posted at RoverRadio.com, but the short of it is that for RMG Plus subscribers, your presale is tomorrow, and then tickets are on sale to everyone Thursday. This happens Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues.
Holy Moses!
Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renewing their vows because, you know, they're so in love with each other. And this is an event you really have to witness. You have to look at the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I mean, no one knew what was going to happen, right? Well, this, no one knows what's going to happen. Will Mary Elizabeth even show up?
I question that.
She will.
You question that?
Oh, big time.
She will.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, what's the chances she's going to go through with this?
Well, they've gone. They've talked to her. They have met with her in person.
A couple of times.
But she doesn't do great in crowds, does she?
She's not technically in the crowd. That was the selling point with this.
Because you guys went to Disney World with her. And did she behave accordingly?
Well, once we got on the tram that takes you into Disney World, you know, from the parking lot. She started screaming, "My babies, my babies, my baby is going to die."
That's a great question, dude. Have you ever seen Mary Elizabeth outside of her house?
Yes.
Where?
There is an outdoor shopping area called Cracker Park, and it was like on a hot Saturday.
Okay.
So there were a lot of people around, tons of kids. She was 100% fine.
Okay. Right. She was at a music store one time yelling, I'm bleeding, at
those
the top of her lungs.
There's pee in my blood.
She's going to be fine.
Or is there blood in my pee?
It's early, yeah. Rover. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's going to be
fine. Nads, our dyslexic phone screener.
She's backstage with the guys in the band. She's royalty. So
yeah, but she does have to come out for the ceremony.
Right, but she's up on stage. I got to get her a wedding dress. So,
Doogie doesn't even like being on stage. Do
I
you?
Don't. No, so I'll be with Mary Elizabeth. But
yeah, this is going to go off without a hitch. Yeah, this is.
We got to find her a wedding.
All right, we'll all go according to plan.
It'll be fine.
Holy Moses matrimony Saturday, November 18th, House of Blues. The wedding band for the evening, Pop Evil. The wedding DJ, Dumb, our old phone screener, Sean Street Entertainment. We'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise. It's all brought to you by Coors Light, and details are at RoverRadio.com. And again, once again, if you're an RMG Plus subscriber this evening, you'll get an email that will explain how to get your tickets. When they go on sale for you tomorrow morning, and then they go on sale to the general public Thursday morning. So, RMG Plus subscribers, check your email tonight. Check your junk mail, your spam folder, all of that.
I love the when you go to roverradio.com and you see all the information.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you did with it. You have to check it out.
Oh, it's very...
appropriate.
Yeah, it's just very...
So good job with that.
I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but, you know, when you have a wedding invitation like that, there's always doves or whatever the hell they are.
It's classy.
Yeah, it's classy. And same thing with this invitation. It's just a very, very classy, nice script writing. And I don't know. The doves look a little bit, something's different about those doves there. I'm not sure what, but.
I didn't even notice those at first.
Either. How do you not notice that?
I don't know, because they're so well done. Because they just fit in. And if you don't specifically look at them, because usually you see it, you don't even look at the doves. You just move right along in the information.
Very
you just
subtle.
Pass right over those two doves,
uh-huh.
And you start reading all the information. And then I saw somebody post a comment, I love the doves. And I had to look back and went, wow, that's good. Pretty good.
Good job.
Well, there you go.
Check out roverradio.com if you want to see what we're talking about.
If you want to see your invitation to the Holy Moses Matrimony. David writes, Rover, I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but I figured I would ask. I'm a Plus member. I was wondering if there's a cap on the number of tickets you can purchase. I need 6 of them. Thank you. David, I believe there is. I believe it's 4 per person. I didn't set that. Doogie took that. Doogie just set that on her own, so I don't know.
You know, Roverfest is 20,000 people.
Yeah.
This is not... And I know people really wanted us to do something for them. So I figured this is for the hardcore fans. And I didn't want some scalper to swoop up. It's going to sell out. So
swoop up or scoop up? Or do you swoop in?
Yeah, swoop in.
Yeah. I mean, she has no idea what she's talking about.
Swoop up and take away from the fans. So
swoop in and scoop up, I think is what she's trying to get to.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Annalie writes, Yo, Rover, remember the free bleeding news article from a year ago when some nasty lady was doing yoga in white pants to, quote unquote, raise awareness of vaginas or blood or disgustingness or whatever she was trying to get to? I was saying that before Charlie's butt heals, you should put him in some white yoga pants and have him do that same yoga routine alongside that nasty lady's video. He can raise awareness of buttholes and butthole problems.
Such I like that.
Such as hemorrhoids,
downward dog,
Charlie.
I have an announcement. The hemorrhoid has really shrunk. I've made a lot of advancements and progress by sitting around. Say it's almost half the size.
Wow!
I can actually touch it now.
Oh yeah. How do you touch it with? You just your finger? You reach back?
Yeah,
and
you got to put
it?
You got to put the Prep H on. Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So you got to put that on every morning. And today,
when you said you could touch it, I mean. Couple days ago, you couldn't touch it?
You'd had to put the Preparation H on, but it really hurt. Like, it made me weak in the knees to even touch.
Uh-huh.
Now, today I was in the shower. I feel like I could scrub that thing.
Don't.
So,
yes.
I'm not going to, but I just feel like...
Okay, better.
I can do a lot more with it now, and it seems like it's half the size, so that's great. That's
any
really
blood?
Great news. No, I haven't had blood in other than wiping in a couple days, so...
Good.
Not pooling... Did I ever show you the what I woke up to in the hotel room?
The picture?
I think so. Didn't he?
I don't know.
The bad one?
Not on the show. Where
I
showed
I didn't
the
show
bed.
You the bed.
Oh.
Snitzer, I don't know if you still have that. Here's what I woke up to.
That's disgusting.
To see the blood spots on the hotel.
Yeah.
I like the placement of the glasses.
Well, I wanted to show you for
size.
For size comparison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of that deep one off to the right next to the glasses. That was real. That's where I must have done most of my sleeping. It was a big pool of blood there.
Now, do you think they just throw away those sheets?
Well, whose name is that room under?
It's probably under mine. Probably charged for those sheets.
You think? Or I think they probably thought it was a chick having her period or something.
Oh, my God. They're going to charge you for bloody sheets? You know how many girls that get their period?
Yeah, they said, that girl with the glasses, she must have
with
been
that
on
old
her
man?
Period.
I look like Snitzer's prostitute.
I destroyed him.
Gross. gross.
Let's see here. I don't know how you pronounce this guy's name. M-I-J-A-E-L? Who knows? Writes, Rover has no idea that he has the next Yoko in the band. And that Yoko is B2. I've been listening for the last 3 years, and not once have I agreed with Doogie, except for this one time. Given his giving his trophy girlfriend the only other pass to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and not to Doogie, is really saying that she contributes more to the show than Doogie, when in truth, all B2 is a glorified secretary. If Rover thinks she's so great, marry her and see if all this cooking, cleaning, and attention keeps up. I'm amazed no one has called him on this, because they know what his reaction will be. Like when Rover asked everyone what they thought about this, they all knew they could not go against him, and all said the same, oh, I did not listen till the yelling started. They know that sooner or later their passes will be given to B2 to please Rover, so they better be quiet and walk the B2 line. That's right.
For the record, I understand that when you go someplace, she goes someplace. And this is from the iHeartRadio Festival a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago. In my opinion, I thought you had a pass. You and B2 were covered. And then there was something that you didn't want to give me. That's what hurt my feelings, that I wasn't allowed.
And she was completely wrong about that. So she starts huffing and puffing about this.
And you didn't explain it. You just start calling me the C word and everything. And
has anyone here ever been in an argument with Doogie? Is that how it works? Is there any is there explanation that happens, Dieter?
No. It's immediate yelling. Yeah. Immediate back and forth. You have to raise your voice to top hers.
No.
There's no reasoning with her.
There's no like, wait, slow down. Let's backtrack and see
where
we're at.
Let's talk this out. Yeah, let's try to figure out miscommunication happened, and let's try to solve this problem instead of just screaming.
He started freaking out, and I'm like, really? Are you kidding?
There's a universal truth to all of these stories, and that is that you are the one who escalates these things.
Not at all.
And you push people to their breaking point. It's very simple.
And then just stops out of nowhere and like slows down and finally goes, I can't believe you're talking to me like this.
Right.
What
did I do? All I did was calmly ask, do you have a pass for me?
And you said no.
I don't know in her
that.
Mentally deranged, mentally ill mind if that's how she really thinks it happens.
No, I know it did. So. And that's fine. Pull the tape.
Uh-huh.
Restaurant probably has a tape.
Maybe I will start wearing a body cam.
You should.
I have this thing that I just got. I haven't played around with it, but it's from a company that I really like. They make networking equipment, and they have a little division that makes products that they just are kind of testing out, I guess. So I have it's not a body cam per se, but it hangs around your neck, and I the reason I got this is because I thought it would be perfect for Jeffrey.
Oh God!
And it can either tether to your cell phone and live stream video. The battery will last a couple of hours, or it can last like 14 hours, and it just takes like a, I don't know. Again, I haven't played around with it, but it makes like a video of your whole day.
Oh, I like that.
You know, like in little increments.
That is perfect for Jeffrey, but how noticeable is it?
Oh, I mean, you look like...
What's it called?
You look like that guy, who's that rapper with that big-ass clock around his neck?
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Yeah,
Flavor Flav.
You look like that. But I'll play around with it. I'll see if we get one for Jeffrey, or give this one to Jeffrey, because I really would like to get an insight to his everyday life.
He'll be just like a cop, though, and turn it off right before the good stuff happens.
I have been amazed that there have been a couple of stories recently where cops have had their body cam on and they continue to do stupid stuff. Like, you're actually the one that hit the button to start recording. Why are you roughing up the woman in handcuffs now? Like, how does this... I don't get it. I've always said that these body cams will help police and the public, because the public will know that they're being recorded. They'll be less likely to do something stupid. And the police will know that they're being recorded, and they'll be, you know, they're not going to do something stupid. But I've seen a few cases recently where the police, one was, and I think it was actually happened to be in Las Vegas, as a matter of fact, not recently. This must have happened a while ago, where a guy had to plead guilty to roughing up a woman and violating her civil rights and abuse of power, whatever the hell he got charged with, because he put this woman in handcuffs and then threw her around with this body cam on. What a dumbass. I don't get it.
I think that camera's a great idea to capture your day.
I think everyone should have one of those cameras.
I want one for my life. Can I just capture my
everyone
daily?
Everyone should have one of these cameras and just...
I curse.
Well, wouldn't the world be a better place if any dispute that you see, we could go back to the camera when Doogie claims
fights.
All I did was calmly ask about that pass. Really? Let's hit instant replay.
I curse Charlie for introducing me to a stupid app called 1 second something. It's where you film a second every day of your life. And then at the end of the year, it pieces it all together.
Yeah.
The amount of pressure that this app causes.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Do you
every
do it?
Day since July 3rd. And it...
Oh, come on. I've been doing it for 4 years.
Oh, I can't handle it. And I haven't missed a day. It's really difficult, but it captures
wait a second.
Your...
You've been doing this since July 3rd. You were on this last year,
yeah, she
too.
Did this...
2 weeks, and I stopped.
2 years ago. Or 3 years ago for 2 weeks.
I
so same
it.
Thing. So she's going to... She's gonna.
Well, I'm surprised she's lasted this long if she's...
Yeah,
her life's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Well, this is hard to do this. My life is boring. I did my cat making weird noises yesterday. I mean, like, really?
That's well-quality stuff.
Right? So it's difficult, but the camera you're talking about, Rover, that'd be really cool.
What's this camera called?
Let's see. What is it called? Front Row. It's by Ubiquity Networks.
Oh, this is
this is big, Rover.
Yeah, this is round. I didn't know it was a big round thing. You're right about Flava Flav's clock. I always thought
I
it was just be like a little
like life alert, little life alert necklace. I was thinking.
No, this is huge.
This is like
bad.
A dinner plate. Oh, okay.
That's not bad. It's like
it's a little smaller than I thought, but it looks like it actually has like a touch screen on it too.
It does on the back. It has a touch screen, so you can. I mean, again, I haven't played around with this.
These are for some real like.
Hardcore.
People that think they're really important.
Yeah.
If you need to just Facebook Live your day walking around,
we gotta replace that with a gold chain, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Yo, you can replace it with your own chain. Yeah, they make it so you can put it on whatever.
But oh, it's got it all. It's got Twitter Live right there, Facebook Live, and YouTube Live for when your life's that interesting that people need to see you walking around.
I would watch that though.
I would watch
if it was Jeffrey LaRocque, you would watch it.
Of course. This is only made for one person I've ever met. It's Jeffrey LaRocque. Like, nobody would want to watch anybody else.
Speaking of Jeffrey, Hammond writes, did anyone else catch JLR say, quote, his wife's son when talking about Tomas Sharon? It was when you guys were grilling him about going to bang that geriatric woman, and JLR was describing when he came back from that, where everyone was asleep. Is Tomas his son?
This is the second time he's done this in the last 2 weeks. He was talking about his wife last week, and he was like, she has two children, instead of we have two children.
Right. Hmm.
It's his kid. And by the way, happy birthday, Tomas.
Tomas Sharon's birthday is today.
Yes,
that's right.
Jeffrey's son is 15 today? Oof.
Are you actually like giving 14. Him a happy birthday or reminding Jeffrey that it's his birthday?
I was trying to do it under the...
Well, it's obviously the first happy birthday he got today, so...
I know that our IT guy, our tech guy, I think brought in a present for Tomas Sharon. And I guess Jeffrey will have to pick that up tomorrow. Yeah, Jeff, our IT guy, brought in
what's
something.
In the hall? I wondered what the hell that was.
I go, why is that sitting on the chair, this massive thing?
That
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't...
Oh, you can't miss it, Ro. If you walk down the hall,
I know what it was, but I don't want to blow the surprise.
Okay, okay.
Does it start with a C?
Yeah.
Two words? Okay.
It might be the coolest gift he'll ever get. So that's very cool.
That's
Thank
the last
you.
Thing he needs.
No.
They're all over the floor in the house.
That's good. Thank you, Jeff.
Let's see. Is someone apparently brought in a bunch of presents for Jeffrey yesterday as well?
I have that right here, the email. I put it aside because I didn't know if you wanted to wait till Jeffrey came in tomorrow. Do you want it?
I mean, bought him shoes. I told Jeffrey I would buy him shoes.
There's a story. So yesterday I arrived. It was 6:25 and some guy's standing in the parking lot. So in my mind.
Yeah, I saw that guy too. I go. Yeah. Active shooter situation.
Right.
At
I got scared.
iHeartRadio.
Right. Just got the Vegas news, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I do head down. I start bolting inside, and he's like, dude, can you tell Jeffrey to come down here? I texted him at 6, and he said he'd be right down. He made him wait down there for a half hour.
Oh, my God.
So this guy brought a bunch of gifts for Jeffrey and for Tomash's birthday. And this is the email the guy wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so he had Jeffrey's number, and the guy texted Jeffrey?
And said, hey, I'm down here, 6 o'clock in the morning. Jeffrey, I came up here, Jeffrey was getting his coffee.
Well, yeah, Jeffrey was up here for a half hour doing nothing.
He completely disregarded.
Doing nothing. You have to remember that when Jeffrey gets here, from 6 to 6:30, he doesn't do a single thing. He just watches YouTube videos. He sits in the office and
watches. Made that guy wait.
Sings Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Yes. This is from Bob, who says, I dropped off some gifts for JLR's children. I also bought him a pair of Nike Metcon DSX Flyknit trainers.
What size?
Size 8.
Oh, see, Rover, we went to the mall
in
Vegas, and I go, Jeffrey, let's actually measure your shoe. Because you say you're 6.5. People say, no, that's too...
Too small. Right, he's crammed into these. So this guy said he went back to the episode where we talked about his shoes, and I said that they were way too small, so I guess I suggested a size 8.
Too big.
Too big?
We did the legitimate size thing. You stand up, put your heel in it, and it actually has a measuring thing.
Yeah.
6.5 to the T. He's exactly 6.5.
Well,
yes, with the shoe measure over, and he goes, oh, I was right all this time. So he could fit in a 7.
Yeah, maybe a 7 then.
But 6.5 is his shoe size.
Whatever he's wearing, they're too tight. His toes, I mean, there's no room at the end of his
He likes
shoes.
It like that, Rover.
He's wearing size 6, I think.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know, but...
But 8's going to be a little bit big, but...
You know how expensive those shoes are?
How much are they?
$150.
Wow.
You kidding? He'll sell those.
How do you know that?
I just looked it up.
This guy's on a flight to Maui at the moment. So he says he can't do anything to exchange him until he gets back, but can we check on them on Wednesday? Jeffrey's the kind of guy that these won't fit, but yet he'll put them on a walk around so that
through mud. He'll just go right into a mud puddle just to dirty them up, and you can't return them.
Exactly.
And
so
he's the
maybe,
kind of...
Maybe tell him, maybe send Jeffrey a text that says, don't wear those yet.
Jeffrey's the kind of guy that will give all that stuff to his son and not say it was from a listener. He'll say, I gave it to you, son. Or he would have come in Monday and said, or tomorrow, Wednesday, he would have said, oh, yeah, I bought my kid A, B, C, and D and taken credit for it.
Carlo writes, too, she's so proud of herself for setting up this House of Blues thing for Jeffrey's marriage. She could not stop chirping in about what was going to happen. Not even an original idea, even Dumb has done this there before. Golf clap for her. Actually doing her job for once, kind of.
Well, I hope you don't get a ticket, then, bastard. Don't come crying to me when you can't get in. It's sold out. F off.
All right, let me take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
We'll do the latest updates regarding the shooting in Vegas, and then I'll tell you a story about CBS firing one of their vice presidents. Who made some comments about the Vegas shooting. I'm curious what you think about this. I'll have that story for you next.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Normal people.
3 points if you swallow the dog.
Something. I don't know.
Get my sphincter nice and shiny.
You didn't participate in the dog challenge either.
Yep.
all perfectly normal. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
We're going to give you the latest regarding the shooting in Vegas. I told you that we have a story about CBS firing a vice president for some of the things that this vice president was saying. And then, a rock legend dead? Or are they not dead? I'll tell you who I'm talking about and this strange story about all that next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. So, you know that Jeffrey's Holy Moses matrimony is Saturday, November 18th, the House of Blues, where he renews his vows to his wife, Mary Elizabeth, in front of all of us, including you, with special performance by, well, we turned them into our wedding band. Oh. Pop Evil will be performing that night. We'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise. It's brought to you by Coors Light. A DJ, Dumb, our old phone screener, will be the wedding DJ. It's going to be a fun-filled night. In fact, I'm not even sure how it's who knows what's going to happen. It's half bachelor party, half vow renewal, and it is a free-form, free-for-all show. So I don't know what's going to happen at this thing, but you are invited. If you're an RMG Plus subscriber, your tickets go on sale tomorrow in a pre-sale, a limited amount of tickets available for the pre-sale. And then Thursday morning, the rest of the tickets go on sale to the general public. If you're a Plus subscriber, you'll get an email tonight telling you how to get in on the pre-sale. So keep an eye out for that as well. And also, special thanks to Safe and Reliable Limos, Dino Palmieri Salon, Indoor Gardens, and, of course, Sean Street Entertainment. That's our former phone screener who now runs a wedding DJ business. This is right up his alley. That's perfect. Douji, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Okay, so this is the, I'm sure you've been watching all the news and hearing all the updates, but in case you haven't, regarding the Las Vegas shooting that happened Sunday night at the Country Festival. Here's the latest that we know. Death toll is now up to 59 people, with at least 525 more that are wounded. That makes this, of course, the deadliest mass shooting in American history and the deadliest attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. The shooter we did talk about yesterday, he's been identified, 64-year-old man. His name is Stephen Paddock. He's from Mesquite, Nevada. He had no criminal record. He liked to gamble. He had a lot of money. And he had been gambling leading up to this.
You have the police talking about going to his house?
I would tell you, this is bizarre because normally by now you would
have a motive?
Yeah, you'd have something. You'd have an indicator that this guy had, whatever his motive was. Oh, he hated country music. His mom was dicked over by a hillbilly. I don't know.
Nothing.
None of that stuff. As of yet, maybe it will come out. I have what, Charlie?
The police talked about going to his house.
What's it called?
Stephen Paddock had 41.
All right, here it is.
The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is working on two fronts to process the crime scene and also investigate the motive of the shooter. Metro and its partners have executed a search warrant at the home of Stephen Craig Paddock in Mesquite, Nevada. Detectives are combing through evidence to uncover the motive behind the shooting and any other pertinent information that will help shed light on this horrible event. We have recovered 23 firearms at Mandalay Bay and 19 firearms at his home in Mesquite. I want to emphasize we believe Paddock is solely responsible for this heinous act. We are aware of the...
For this what? Heinous act?
Hyenas?
Heinous act. So 41 guns.
42. I did the math wrong. 42.
42 guns that this guy had.
And he did have a bump stock, which turns... People were calling in about it yesterday. It's not that crank thing. It's something else that can turn your...
Yeah, what that does is I saw a video of this, and It basically turns the recoil of the gun. It allows you to fire, just to basically hold the trigger, and then the gun itself is almost kind of pulling the trigger itself with the recoil, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's what he used. Is that what they said that he used in the hotel?
Market Watch says that he did. I don't know what Market Watch is.
That's a CBS site. But I would sort of guess if he had 23 guns at Mandalay Bay or whatever he had, he probably used more than one gun. He probably...
Right, switch it out. You drop it once you empty it.
Right.
I heard he had the gun on a tripod, too. Did you hear that?
I did. He had a couple of tripods set up. He had a couple of rooms, right?
He did.
Next to each other?
Right. That's why the two windows were blown out.
Yeah.
He was shooting at two different points.
Yeah.
He did check in. This was one of the things that I was wondering. Since we had been there, the iHeart Festival had been there the weekend before, we wondered, when did he check in? Was he doing a dry run during the daytime festival? Was he scoping to see when there's a crowd? Did he? And we don't know. Like, we don't know anything. We know that he checked in on Thursday. So he was in the room Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then he died Sunday night. So, and I also heard, I haven't read this yet, but I heard that he shot himself. The police did not take him out. But it took an hour for them to find him once it started.
Oh, that's
to
not
get
true.
To the room.
That's not true. It took... They identified the room after the shooting started. They pinpointed the exact room number 16 minutes after the fact. Yeah.
I thought that was hard. It was one of the news stations last night. I'm like, what?
I read they found it by the smoke alarm.
Well,
oh, really?
From shooting?
Yeah, because he was shooting so much that
set off the smoke alarm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I also read his brother, an interview with his brother. He had like multiple houses and stuff. This guy was a multimillionaire.
Yeah, he was rich. And the brother is crazy. Like, they did an interview with the brother.
He had video with the brother.
Yeah.
He's weird.
You know, I sort of question the reports of this guy. As you said, he's a multimillionaire. I grew up in Las Vegas. If you're a multimillionaire, you're likely not living in Mesquite. I mean... It doesn't make any sense to me. Mesquite's out in the middle of nowhere.
He had a place in Reno and also something a place in Florida. That's what his brother said, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll find out if all of that is true. His father was a bank robber who was on the FBI's most wanted list.
Yep.
Back in the 60s and 70s.
Which the brother talks about almost being proud of.
Here is the brother talking about Stephen Paddock.
We're trying to understand what's wrong, what happened. We have no more idea what happened now than we had an hour ago. We're still just completely befuddled, dumbstruck.
When was the last time you talked to your brother?
As I told them, the last time I communicated with my brother was about, when did we get power back? 5 days after the storm, okay? He texted me and said, how's mom? I texted him back. I mean, I'd look.
How's mom going out after she has learned what happened?
My mom knows what happened, yeah. We all found out when our phone started ringing with the cops at 1 o'clock this morning or something. It had nothing to do with any political organization, religious organization, no white supremacist, nothing, as far as I know.
Now, this case seems pretty adamant.
That it wasn't anything. There's no motive. Like, we know nothing. We have no, and I think that's almost harder.
Be something.
Right. There's got to be something that made him do that. And maybe they'll find something. But as of right now, we know nothing. We know ISIS did take responsibility, which is just a desperate stretch for them. Right.
It doesn't appear to be any link to ISIS.
Not at all.
Nice try, guys.
Right.
Go back to the drawing board.
Meanwhile, the outpouring of support for the victims and their families, it's huge right now. So there's an official GoFundMe page. It's already raised over $2.9 million. And I don't know if you saw any of the local, they were piping in with local Vegas affiliates for the news.
Uh-huh.
They had people outside in Vegas lining up blocks around the streets to donate blood and to help. And to help anything, they were donating water.
Yeah, I saw CNN like going through the line. And
oh,
then
it was crazy.
Then there are people with a needle in their arm and they'll go right up. How does it feel to be giving blood? And they're just looking at the CNN reporter like, and the guy's like, does it hurt? And This is the worst reporting I've ever seen in my life.
Those lines are crazy, though.
Yeah, 5 hours waiting in line to donate
those
blood.
Blood banks must love that, too, by the way.
There's they don't really, love the
Well, there's
the
probably
death.
Not a lot of, I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they love that many people lining up. I don't think they really need all that blood, but they're like, yeah, come on down, let's do this, because most people don't want to go and donate blood, you know? And when something like this happens, they go, oh, let's go donate blood. It's all we can do. And these guys will take advantage of it. They're booking people to come back on Thursday.
Because they're at capacity right now. So the other story and I've got a couple more stories regarding this shooting. It's obviously a huge story that everybody's talking about. But this is a strange one out of somebody we used to work with, CBS. We used to work with CBS Radio. So they have decided to let go with one of the company's top lawyers after this vice president said she was not even sympathetic to victims of the Las Vegas shooting because country music fans often are Republicans.
Mm.
So this is when she's talking about the mass shooting. And as it's unfolding, this is what this vice president says. So they said, see ya. We have
I saw a screen grab of this. Do you guys have that? Do you have a screen grab of this? See if you can find this.
And she apologized because she knew she was, She's
like, this is not my belief. Really? If it's not your belief, why, you know.
There's no other way to take that.
Right. That's like people, you know, writing back and forth to someone, you know, I hate Mexicans. Mexicans stink. Mexicans are lazy. And then someone outs you and you go, that's not really how I feel about Mexicans. Really? You just spent all day talking about
it. Right. This is from Facebook, Rover, if I didn't mention that.
Yeah, right. So is this, explain to me, Charlie, or someone who uses Facebook more than I do. Are these public comments or is this a private chat back and forth on Facebook?
To me, this looks like Messenger because the way that... Oh, no.
This is actually off of a status, it looks like.
Yeah, no, this is just a... Yeah, she's commenting on a post of some kind. I don't know what the original post is or anything, but these are comments on a post.
Well, that's pretty dumb. I was going to say, if this were a private chat back and forth between two people and somehow it was screen captured and sent, in a way I would have a little more sympathy for you.
I don't.
Look, people say things and do things in private. I mean, come on. You have private conversations with me that you wouldn't want made public, whether it's...
This
guy's an idiot, this boss or that guy or whoever. People do and say things in private that you wouldn't necessarily want made public or that you would be embarrassed about.
The thought of saying something like that when people were just killed.
Say all sorts of stupid stuff in private. But again, this chick was incredibly stupid. She says this in public on Facebook of all things.
Yeah, all right. So they did fire her. President Trump did, in fact, address the nation yesterday following the mass shooting in Las Vegas, and he was somber as he sought to strike notes of grief, unity, and hope. He thanked Las Vegas police and first responders for their swift work that possibly saved more lives. The other story that I want to tell you about is a bizarre rock icon. Is he dead? Is he not dead? And you probably got alerts. Tom Petty had a massive heart attack, cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
They found him unconscious. They take him to the hospital and on life support, they pull the plug.
I think it's just that he was a life of being a rock guy because he's not fat or anything.
He's so young.
Super skinny.
Yeah.
How young is he?
66?
People just die at that age.
Yeah, it's not young.
How old was Bob Eatman?
65.
Okay.
He might have had a drug problem in the 90s.
Yeah, but do you think he still does? I mean, does it screw up your heart?
Well, I heard it was 20 years later. The strong stuff. I heard it was heroin.
So that just kind of eats away.
Yeah, but that was in the 90s. It's 2017 now. You don't recover from that?
I don't know.
So a lot of people were running the story a lot of people were saying he was dead when he wasn't dead.
Yeah, TMZ reported that he was dead, and then the LAPD goes, we didn't say he was dead.
Yeah, Tom Petty's daughter, they were like, what are you doing? He's not dead. They did pull him off life support. He hadn't died yet. but there was zero brain activity. Does anyone know where they found him? Was he like passed out?
Home.
I know, but where?
Yeah, they have the 911 call.
Was he alone? Was it the wife that?
Yeah.
How? I wonder how long. Like, was he home alone?
I don't know.
I think about that stuff. You know, like if you're home alone and if maybe you would have heard him fall and you got him to the hospital.
Time for you to get a boyfriend, Doogie.
Oh, I have a kid. I'm good. So very sad news. Tom Petty, rock icon, legend, dead, 66 years old. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Cut the cheese cake with RMG. Rover's Morning Glory presents...
Holy Moses!
Holy Moses Matrimony, featuring Pop Evil. I'll take these monsters no higher. With Sean Street Entertainment on the ones and twos. But mostly the number twos.
Whatever.
Saturday, November 18th at the House of Blues. Sorry, people. Tickets are sold out. Keep it here to win them. Brought to you by Coors Light and Rover's Morning Glory.
That's not correct. Tickets haven't even gone on sale. Charlie.
What did it say?
Sold
Charlie.
Out.
Sold out?
Charlie.
Oh, sorry. Doogie screwed up and I had to re-enter Charlie. All of it.
What? I got a...
Doogie's fault.
No,
so.
He's not. He's just playing with me.
No, it's 100% Doogie's fault.
I got a text from the sales guy. They're like, I just heard the promo on the radio station. You know, the event. Tickets go on sale. Do you think you could include Coors Light? I said, what? It's in there. He's like, no, you got Sean Street on the ones and twos, but no Coors Light. So I reached out to Miles.
Oh, the people that actually pay to sponsor the event aren't included.
I didn't hear it.
I know. It's like I reached out to Miles, Taint Smasher, who did it. He's like, oh, sorry about that. So he re-edited it and put it in for us.
Well, and Charlie put in the wrong one there, obviously. Because listened to that yesterday before I played.
Yeah, everyone's got to switch them out. So it's just
oh, yeah, big switch out this morning. After
we
I
have to. Well, we have to put Coors Light in.
That's what screwed it up. I mean, it was in correctly yesterday, so... No, whoever didn't do it right the first time.
Was it me?
Them.
It was Charlie.
Definitely not me.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, Rover, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories with all this, like, Vegas shooting. I was just wondering, like, maybe if Dieter or Charlie or somebody saw the video I saw also. There was also, like, people going over from, like, the side of Mandalay Bay right before the shooting started, and they actually saw the muzzle of the gun that was shooting off going off the fourth floor. I was wondering if anybody's seen that or...
I did, and it's the dumbest video I've ever seen. It's just some sort of light on the fourth floor, or about the fourth floor. It's
you
really about 10th.
You also happen to be in Las Vegas, where there are, 8 trillion lights, and windows are reflective, so who knows where that light is coming
from. And the part
from.
Where, you know, there's windows blown out on the 32nd floor. You can obviously see it. There's footage of it. The windows on the fourth floor are completely fine, and they're still there. So if they replaced them that quickly, that's pretty amazing.
And
that
those windows generally don't.
Well, that's
open.
What I was thinking too. But it just seemed pretty weird because, like, off the video, they were explaining it from the flash bangs, from the actual bangs going off. That there was a reason why there was like a off sight and off hearing of the bullets and the flash, but. It makes sense. I was just putting it out there. That's
well, there's already conspiracy theories going around.
False flags.
Stephen Paddock, the shooter, someone took a photo of him and claims that it is the same crisis actor from Sandy Hook, Gene Rosen, who the guy who supposedly rescued all the kids and kept them in his home during
side
Sandy
by side.
Hook. There's a side-by-side photo claiming it's the same man.
No, it's not.
And generally, you know, the government conspiracies, the big ones, the ones that take hundreds, if not thousands, of people to coordinate, the weak link is that they use the same crisis actors.
There's only so many. They're so good, Rover. Mm-hmm. They take 10 years to plant these people and train. Yeah. But those guys do look alike. One guy shaves the beard. Same nose.
Different nose. Different hairline.
Joey in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, Rover. How you doing?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I just heard you guys on a station down here, and I got all excited. Are you, it was just like a best-of segment on 105.9 here in Sarasota.
That's right.
I'm curious if you guys, are you guys going to be on the station, like, for real, or?
We are going to be on the station for real. Z105, Suncoast Classic Rock Theater.
Nice.
We are going to be on the station, so what they do for new stations, they kind of do a 90-day rollout period of the show so that people can get all caught up on who the people on the show are, some of the background stories of everyone. So it will be about 90 days, roughly. Actually, probably around the first of the year is when we will start live on Z105. And it's from now up until that point, you'll have, in semi-chronological order, you'll have sort of a condensed version of everything that's happened over the past 10 years on the show, just to get everyone up to speed. So
sure.
After the first year, we'll start live there.
That's super exciting. I'm originally from the Cleveland area. I just moved here a few years ago. So I'm a huge fan of the show anyways, and I listen to you guys every day on iHeart, but this would make it so much easier.
Now tell me about Sarasota. Good place to live?
Yeah, I like it. I mean,
you didn't sound too convinced. Yeah. You're like,
But it's right by that Siesta Key. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Siesta Key.
Sure,
I've been there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like 10 minutes from that. So yeah, it's pretty good.
The Daiquiri Deck down there?
Do you know the Daiquiri Deck Theater?
Yeah. You know that place?
I actually used to work there.
Nice. I went there in spring break one year, and every day we'd go there and just pound these daiquiris.
Uh-huh.
One of the best.
Yeah. The frozen drinks, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm super excited that you guys are coming out of the air. That was awesome.
Well, we're excited too. Joey, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, my man. Let me take a quick break. Hold on to everyone who's on the phone. I'll get to them when we come back right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
Steve, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Kill Rover, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, question for you. I think we kind of missed the boat on something pretty important when it comes to a wedding. Where's the gift registry to?
Oh, that's something I hadn't really considered. There's so many facets to Holy Moses Matrimony that we haven't explored. Do they have a gift registry, Dougie? Will they?
In my notes, because we had talked about that, like... Yeah, it's in my notes. I just didn't know if they wanted. I talked to Jeffrey. Is it Bed Bath Beyond? Is it Target? Target, you can get food and other things. So he was leaning more towards that. So
baby food?
We haven't signed him up for it because he had to leave yesterday for something. So he left early. So now
we'll talk to him about it tomorrow. That's a good idea, though, Steve. Maybe we'll get to that. I know that we're going to be in Rochester at the end of this week for a few days.
Yeah.
And then probably after that, we can really drill down on a lot of this stuff and get all of these details, you know, these details I hadn't really even considered.
Well, there's a lot. So there's the wedding ring. We have to delve into that. There's a story behind that. Is Jeffrey going to wear a tuxedo?
Are we all going to wear tuxedos?
Well, who's in the wedding party? I need to find a dress for Mary Elizabeth and Val Ray because she's in the wedding party.
Wait, is kids are going to be there?
Yeah, the kids are in the wedding party. But they're out to dinner, so they're gone, and then they come on stage for the wedding.
They're not there during the bachelor party. Okay, because we're going to have a bachelor party start to Holy Moses Matrimony. Do you really want children involved?
No, they can't be for that.
They won't.
I think that might be illegal.
Yeah.
So there's lots to talk about.
All right. Well, someone was telling me, I forget who it was, that their relative works for some tuxedo place, and maybe they could hook us all up if they wanted everyone on the show to wear a tuxedo.
Or do you wear?
I don't want those shiny ass shoes though, like those
okay
plastic shoes.
Yeah, I don't like those. They just I don't know.
So those that are going to the wedding, they can dress up however they want, right? Like, you're going to go have a fun,
yeah, should everybody
crazy outfit?
Dress?
Most people are just going to be wearing, like, jeans and a T-shirt.
But if you want, you could dress up to fit into the wedding.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
I'm getting dressed up.
All right. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about all of this. But the tickets do go on sale Thursday morning for Holy Moses Matrimony. If you're an RMG Plus subscriber, the presale is tomorrow morning. You'll get an email tonight with the details on how to pick these up. This is a big party for Jeffrey's renewal of his vows, which is Saturday, November 18th, at House of Blues, with a special performance by our wedding band, Pop Evil. We'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise, and everyone from the show will be there. It's brought to you by Coors Light. So it's going to be fun. And I mean, we've never done anything quite like this before.
Never.
I think it's going to be a cool sort of laid-back, fun event, and you're invited. We hope to see you there. This Las Vegas shooting has really dominated the headlines now for the past couple of days. We were in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival a week ago. I had an email from someone. They're like, You keep bringing that up, like it's you got to revolve everything around you, Rover. No, I think that almost anyone, if they happen to be literally standing on the site of a tragedy like that a few days beforehand, this now is the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. If you were on the site
one week before.
At a festival, it's the same site, same layout, same thing, looking up at Mandalay Bay. There's plenty of pictures and videos of us and Rolling Glory One, our tour bus, right there in the middle of the whole thing with Luxor and Mandalay Bay in the background. I think anyone would mention that. And it certainly drives the point home when you're standing there and you realize that this place that I was at is the site of this tragedy, and you really have a good understanding, because we were there, really an excellent understanding of what happened.
Of the layout and how, where would you hide? Like, I keep thinking, because we were there, where would I go to hide?
Under the bus.
That's immediately where I thought, behind the bus or under the bus. I don't think in the bus would work, because do you think the bullets would go through the roof?
Right through that.
Yeah.
Right through the roof, right through the walls.
So I don't know. I feel the same way. And it just wasn't just a week ago. It was the music festival that was right before that. I mean, it easily could have been any music festival they have there. And
sure.
We just happened to be at the performance that was there the time before.
Yeah, we don't know why this guy chose this country music festival. My understanding is that it was the last night of this three-day festival. And it was the last song of the night.
I didn't know that.
So who knows why this guy chose that and not the week before when we were all out there.
You guys traveled across country to go to a music festival, which is now in the location of the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. And you have pictures like of where it happened. How would you not talk about that?
Sure. And all I think that we were doing, I don't think we were trying to make it revolve around ourselves. I think we were trying to impart the knowledge and experience that we had of being on the site a few days beforehand, talking to the guys who ran the site, the guys who work for MGM. We met the I don't know what his title was, but the guy, remember that guy? He actually ran that site. I thought of that guy as this happened. I'm sure he was there. Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine if you're in charge of something. Let's say you have a business and some horrible tragedy takes place at your business. All that hard work that you've done, out the window, you know?
Speaking of that, I heard that Mandalay Bay has lost $1 billion as of yesterday. Or MGM has.
Well, how'd they do that?
Just from their stock or something went down just from that shooting yesterday.
Well, I mean, I guess, look, I don't know why. If you want to sell off Mandalay Bay stock, fine. But now would probably be a time to buy it then, I suppose, because it would be undervalued. What happened in Las Vegas in that shooting is not indicative of how much money Mandalay Bay is going to be able to make
right.
over at all of their properties. This is MGM. So MGM owns Mandalay Bay. They own a gazillion casinos and hotels around the world. Their bottom line is not going to be affected by this terrible tragedy in Las Vegas. So to sell off their stock is doesn't make any sense. Their stock goes down, but yet gun company stocks shoot up yesterday.
Isn't that insane?
Well, people know. Investors know that after these things happen, people rush out and they buy guns. They go, oh, the government's going to take my guns. Let's go buy some more. This guy had 42 guns.
How many did he have in the hotel room?
23. 23 guns.
Isn't 19 at home. Don't you think you should have at least a limit on maybe you get 5 guns total?
Well, I have 3, and
you're not a gun nut, but still.
I'm not a gun nut, but
5's good.
If you're a collector,
5's good.
People love to collect guns.
Get a different hobby. Collect something else.
You can't say that.
I think you should. I think there should be a limit on you shouldn't be able to own.
Charlie, now's not the time to talk about this.
Oh, sorry.
Please. Please. As I saw a guy running for Senate yesterday, the bodies aren't even cold, and you're talking about this? Oh, this is terrible.
Well,
imagine if just day after day, let's say that planes were crashing and 100 people were dying in the U.S. at a time, or 59 or whatever. Let's say jumbo jets just kept falling out of the sky at a rate of every 60 days. Do you think that anyone would go, you know, oh, a plane just fell out of the sky yesterday. Now's not the time to talk about plane safety. No, no one would. Everyone would go, hey, what are we going to do about these planes falling out of the sky?
Or if it was a Muslim attack, like a Muslim terrorist attack, the same way, I think we'd be discussing, which we do, how can we block these Muslims from getting into the country, right?
Sure. Well, I do find it ironic that calls for extreme vetting of people coming into the country, but people who want to buy guns, don't talk about extreme vetting. I have guns, and I encourage everyone to protect yourself and your family. Have a gun. Have one in your home. I don't think we need whatever the hell this guy had. Obviously, a normal human being doesn't need that. And a bunch of crybabies, but it's for fun and it's for sport. Well, get a new sport. What kind of sport is it that you're firing off 500 rounds in 2 minutes? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, do something. Try archery. Something else.
I mean, okay. It's just...
Get into boxing. Go running or something. I don't know. Get a different sport.
Well, our friend Alex Jones is back at it. He has a... And Alex Jones is just an a-hole. Here he is.
Now, here's the big news. Islamic State has taken responsibility, and the man known by the police for issues, I guess mental illness, had reportedly converted to Islam in the last 2 months.
All right. Alex Jones has it all wrong. Number one, this guy was not known to police. He had no prior record. There were no indications, by all accounts, that this guy didn't have anything. He was not known to police. Alex Jones, wrong. Yes, Islamic State did claim that they were behind this, but that was just made up.
And even though that's being reported by Reuters and others, you're not seeing it on CNN or MSNBC. We've been tracking it. Maybe I missed it.
That's because it's unconfirmed.
Right.
I mean, and by the way, everyone did report that yesterday, Alex, that Islamic State took credit for it. But they also said, unlike you, they said, hey, they take credit for everything that happens. There's no indication that this is true. It could be true. I mean, I even heard this on the news yesterday. They go, look, it may be possible. But right now, there's certainly nothing to indicate that this is related to ISIS.
Every report said with absolutely zero evidence.
Yeah. But this guy with his fake-ass phony radio voice, he's got it all figured out.
But that's pretty big news, isn't it? Now, let's stop right there. Who was allied with ISIS and Al-Qaeda during the entire last 6 years of the Arab Spring? Well, Al Gore called for an Arab Spring here in America. Al Gore, Phil Mudd, and many others.
Al Gore called for an Arab Spring? What did he say exactly?
Rover, he starts going off against the Bolshevik.
The Bolshevik.
Am I saying that correctly? It's a very hard word to say. The Bolshevik Revolution?
I deal with a lot of that here for management.
For like a minute. So if you want to jump ahead to a minute 30 is where he gets into the
date. Was a smokescreen.
Well, he goes off a whole thing. A lot of times what these guys do is they throw so much information out. So many dates and so many things that by the time they actually get to, I mean, it's so convoluted. Well, you don't know what the hell he's
talking.
The
best thing Alex Jones does is when he wants to quote a news story, he pulls up Infowars.com as if this is a great headline, but it's his website. So
yeah, you'll see it here. He puts up, you know, like this is a headline, like, hey, look at this reporting. Look at this reporting. Look what this headline says. This is from my own site, Infowars. I'm actually on InfoWars right now, citing InfoWars.
Are now bragging, saying Bolshevik 2 is launching. I told you over and over again that I believe their November 4th launch terror date was a smokescreen for them to begin launching terror attacks in October.
What?
They will get successively more intense until you basically come punch drunk to them. Then they'll launch their main attack. Here's the other big news. On Saturday night, Sunday morning, they released OJ just 20 hours before the attack took place so all the media would come and be in place to cover this event. The whole thing has the hallmarks of being scripted by deep state Democrats and their Islamic allies using mental patient cutouts. I'm Alex Jones.
Look at what an a-hole this guy is. This guy's a tremendous a-hole because he takes these tragedies. You're right, Alex. You have it all figured out. Unless the government had conspired to release OJ, this probably wouldn't have hit the news. There would have been no media coverage of it. Thank God we placed our media assets there in advance.
To be covered.
So that we could cover this terrible shooting. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have heard of this. I mean, this is so ridiculous. What's his explanation for... where did this happen in California when the two, the married couple went? San Bernardino. There were no pre-allocation of media assets there, right? How did we know what happened? And then they throw out these phrases, the deep state, what did he even say?
State Democrats were basically behind this. Or has the signs of it.
Okay. Just 20 hours before the attack took place, so all the media would come and be in place to cover this event. The whole thing has the hallmarks of being scripted by deep state Democrats and their Islamic allies.
Deep state Democrats and their Islamic allies did this. You're right. Man, this guy has it all figured out, doesn't he?
But he tricks people. He's tons of idiots believe this guy.
They do.
I was in a Facebook argument yesterday, and people kept quoting InfoWars to me, and I had to explain to them, like, have you noticed that, have you ever read anything from InfoWars? And they just, because it looks like kind of a legitimate news site if you're not paying attention to what you're reading, and then you read in InfoWars, and they believe the government controls the weather, and Sandy Hook is fake, and then, but plenty of people are tricked right now. Like, there was a guy yesterday telling me that this Paddock guy is part of Antifa. He heard it. He definitely heard it. He saw Trump tweet it yesterday, and then turns out it wasn't true.
Well, look,
but people just spread this misinformation all the time.
Well, imagine the pain and suffering that this causes. Think of the Sandy Hook people who had 5 and 6-year-olds who were literally blown away. And this guy was telling people, no, it's fake. It's false flag. Didn't happen. No one actually died. I mean, this guy deserves, I'm not into violence, but this guy, if anyone deserves an ass whooping, this guy, I would say, is probably at the top of my list. Bill, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Listen, I agree with you. I want to start this by saying I'm not a gun owner, But you made a comparison of airplanes falling out of the sky to, you know, ownership of guns. And it's like, yeah, we would check it out at the airport. Well, it depends. Are the pilots crashing the planes or is it mechanical? Because there's nothing a gun can do on its own. It's the people handling it.
Either way, it actually doesn't matter whether the pilots are crashing the planes on purpose or they're just falling out of the sky. I can assure you that if every 60 to 90 days an airplane fell out of a jumbo jet fell out of the sky in the United States for whatever reason, no one would say after the fact, the day after, no one would say, now's not the time to talk about aircraft safety. No one would say that. No one. But every single time in these instances, it's always, now's not the time to talk about gun control, gun laws, gun safety. Now's not the time. Well, pick a date. You tell us the date. We'll be there. We'll talk. I'm not anti-gun. I am pro common sense. And I will tell you right now, we don't need this stuff. We don't need weapons that you can fire off a gazillion rounds. You just don't need it. No, civilians don't need it, period. If you think you need it, you're a nutcase. You're one of these guys that thinks the government's going to come in and take over and you're going to defend us all with your stupid little... Yeah, that guy could have all the guns in the world. The government has nuclear weapons. They win. So whatever the hell they're thinking is just nuts. And we don't need it.
I agree with you. Like I said, I don't own guns. I've never needed to. So, you know, I don't understand having to own guns.
I tell you why. I have three guns, handguns. And I will tell you, I'd never had guns up until maybe 15 years ago. My family was anti-gun and when I grew up. But I have never felt safer owning a gun. I don't know how people expect to defend their homes if they don't have a gun. If someone comes into your home at 2 o'clock in the morning, what are you going to do, Bill?
I'm not going to confront them. I'll let them do what they got to do.
What if they come at you, though?
Yeah.
What if you're sleeping and they come into the bedroom to attack you?
Yeah, and it happens. People go, well, it's rare. It may be rare, but car crashes are rare, but I still wear a seatbelt just in case.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I can't live my life worrying about that. So if it happens, it happens. Dude, I've been through so much. I'm not scared, you know? I don't have fear like that.
I tried to be prepared. I mean, I somewhat laugh at people who are always, they're so prepared about every little thing in their life. They have a little thing in their car that they use in case my car flips over and I'm upside down in a river. I have a little glass break thing so I can break the glass and cut myself out of the seatbelt.
I got that.
What are the odds of that?
And those don't really work.
I mean, that never happens.
Got that tool, though.
I mean, it's a one in a trillion, but Doogie has the tool.
Yeah.
Right. Tried that tool. It doesn't really work.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. What's more likely, that or someone coming into your home? Coming into your home, obviously.
Home robbery.
And even during the day. I give the example, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's generally not when people come into your home. It's actually in the middle of the day. I happen to be home during the day all the time. That's when a lot of home invasions occur, a lot of burglaries occur. And you don't have time to wait for the cops to get there. So I'm not anti-gun at all. Not at all. But I am all for, if there are ways that we can prevent, you're never going to stop all these things from happening. But if there are ways that we can make it harder for people to... I mean, what does this guy need 43 guns for? I mean...
He doesn't.
Explain to me. I love to hear the explanation on that.
His hobby. That's the excuse.
His hobby.
His right to own guns, bear arms, all that stuff. That's his right.
His hobby is collecting 43 guns.
Yes.
Okay.
42.
42. Whatever the hell it is. Let's not split hairs. Rob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
So I want to talk about restricting like the number of guns that a person can own. I personally am not a gun owner. I see them as a pretty useful tool. But I kind of think that since this guy had, two tripods set up, if even if the restriction was just two, it's more just the type of gun that he had and, like, the attachments to it. It's not so much that, you know, he had too many. I mean, definitely you don't need that many, but, I mean,
well,
you only have
here's
two
the thing.
Hands.
A lot of times when, when you're modifying these guns, if indeed, I don't know if the guns were modified or not, for to become fully automatic, or if you're using one of these, like, super capacity magazines, a drum thing or whatever, a lot of times it will jam, it will overheat. This guy had all these weapons so that he could just go, okay, this one stopped working, boom, here we go. You don't have to reload because you have all of your weapons already loaded, ready to go. So, sure, can someone do damage with a handgun or one rifle, two rifles? Sure, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is, the more you have, the more damage that is possible. Steve, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
I just wanted to put my two cents in about this shooting. You know, everything's all about against gun control. You know, they want to control everybody and their guns and stuff. And I mean, that happens every time there's a shooting, no matter what. You know, this guy, why couldn't he just drive a truck into it and do the people and kill the whole group? Are they going to shoot down all the trucks and nobody's allowed to drive a truck no more?
No, there's driver's license for that. You have to pass a test to drive a truck. There's no test to own a gun, is there?
No, not.
There's a test
to carry.
Well, you don't need to carry. You don't.
But they do background checks. I'm trying to think when we got.
Not at these gun shows, they don't.
No, and that's. I don't understand how people can compare it to a car. It just doesn't make any sense. People do drive cars.
So here's the thing.
It's a crap comparison.
Here's the thing. How many people were mowed down in attacks by cars last year, Steve, or trucks?
Well, yeah. Not too many.
I mean, we had an incident that happened in
Charlottesville?
In Times Square. One person was killed
in France.
I think one person in Charlottesville. Let's just talk about the United States.
I'm just thinking the major ones. There was that truck that drove through in France. Remember?
But let's just focus on the United States. Okay. There was something in Times Square. Do you remember that?
No.
It was just a few months ago.
The car made a U-turn and went down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thought he was wasted or something.
There was Charlottesville. There was, I don't know. 10,000 people were killed by guns last year in the U.S. 10,000 people weren't mowed down by trucks. So that's the difference. If 10,000 people were being mowed down every year by people in trucks, then guess what? I'd go, hey, let's focus on common sense ways that we can – let's look at truck laws. But until then, it's – and I'm not anti-gun. I'm pro-gun. I don't get the people that are nutcases about it.
I understand what you're saying about the trucks. That comparison, I guess. But, I mean, it just so happens that every darn time that there's a shooting somewhere, they always got to come up on the gun control.
Sure, that's
right. There's a reason why. Because you say every time there's a shooting, people say we need gun control. Because the shootings never stop.
It keeps happening, and we don't do anything. So, yes, we should keep talking about it until something's done. I don't see what's wrong with having to take a test to own a gun.
I don't even know if that's the answer. I'm not saying that is the answer, but something, I think, look, we're not ever going to be completely safe if you want to have guns.
Maybe they use the gun deal because it's the easiest way to get something done. You know what I mean? Just go out and start shooting up everything.
Well, look, we'll never be able to solve the problem, but you can make things better, just like Obamacare or whatever. Pick anything. Can you ever cure everything? No, but can you make things better? Yes. Are you ever going to do anything if no one ever tries? Definitely not.
Nobody knows the answer.
Not doing anything isn't the answer.
Second Amendment.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Rover, you're incorrect about something. They do background checks at gun shows. All the vendors there, they're
unalienable.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
They do background checks at the gun shows. The vendors there will actually, you know, run your social and everything over a database, and they find out if they can actually sell you a weapon or not.
That's not true. The only people that are required to do the background checks are licensed gun dealers. And a lot of these people at the gun shows are not firearms dealers.
Well, I've been to a gun show fairly recently, and I've gone to gun shows, and you don't see a lot of individual guys actually walking around at like the Berea County Fairgrounds just hawking rifles. That's very uncommon. And you know, honestly, I mean, I really don't think it's too smart. But every booth that's set up there is set up by a vendor, and those vendors have to do a background check on you.
So if you go up with cash, they're not going to sell you a gun. They're going to make you
correct.
Do it.
Correct. You have to do your background check. You have to
only if it's a licensed dealer. If it's a private guy, seller, right?
And he's like, I have a bunch of guns and I want to sell all of my gun collection.
Like if this guy in Vegas decided to go to a gun show and sell his 42 guns, would he be required to do a background check on you, Dave?
He wouldn't be able to actually sell that amount at a show. I mean, the guy's...
Why not?
Because he would have to set up a booth. And to set up a booth...
You don't need a license to set up a booth at a gun show. There's no law that says you need a license to set up a booth at a gun show. Why couldn't he do that?
I'm not sure of the law specifically on that. Okay, but I'm telling you, I've been to gun shows, and every vendor there does background checks. I mean, there's not a lot of individual sellers. You don't see a lot of individual sellers walking around.
But there are some.
There are some, yes.
Okay.
So this guy could take his 42 guns to a gun show and sell them to you without a background check, true or false?
He'd be asking for trouble if he did. I mean, he could, yeah, but he'd be asking for trouble.
From why would he be asking for trouble? It would be completely legal. What trouble would he be asking for?
I mean, the police and stuff do regularly cruise around these things. ATF agents do.
That's fine, but if it's legal to do, they can cruise around all they want.
If something looks dubious, if some guy has a I love prison tattoo on his arm and he's buying a gun in the parking lot, that may raise some red flags.
I don't know why, because it would be illegal. Look, he could do it. Dave knows he could do it. It does happen. I just don't understand what the big deal is of requiring background checks on everyone. And what about the extreme vetting? Let's do extreme vetting.
I think most people think that they do these background checks. Like he's saying that they do, but in all honesty, they don't. I think most people are actually for it, but the NRA comes out so hard against it that they think they spin it into they're going to take all the guns away.
I've got to take a break. We have a lot to talk about this morning, and you can talk about it with us. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I love the, first of all, I'm not a big fan of the Palins, but this guy that's married to one of the Palins, who I think is like a Medal of Honor recipient, his name is Dakota Meyer. If this isn't the best Instagram post in the world, I don't know what is. I will share it with you when we come back. We'll also get to the shizzy, the news. What do you have coming up, Dougie?
I have a lot of good stuff. For example, you know Kirstie Alley, the chick from Cheers?
Yeah.
She's under fire for what she's saying regarding mass shooters. I'll tell you what she's claiming next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Roided up as Dieter is, you'd think his on-air performance would be enhanced.
What is the work?
Not so much. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll get to the shizzy in a moment. Lots of people on the phone. Anytime there is a big news story like what happened in Las Vegas, big tragedy in this case, we tend to spend a lot of time talking about it. Some people get really riled up. Why are you talking to? Just go back to fart jokes, Rover. But look, this is natural. And everyone is concerned talking about these kinds of things, and it's relevant. We were just there right days before this happened, in the very spot where this happened. In fact, if you check our Facebook page, you can actually see Dougie posted a video of Rolling Glory 1, our tour bus, being pulled right into this site there in Las Vegas, where the shooting took place just days later. And we were all there. I can remember Sunday night when we left, I can remember just standing there looking up, and I was looking around. In fact, I remember specifically looking at Mandalay Bay and the sign that they have, and it says Mandalay Bay at the top, the letters, and the letters are all sparkly. And I remember looking at that thinking, this is so stupid, but I remember looking up going, huh, I wonder if it would look better if they got rid of the sparkly and it was just a solid lit sign instead of, it's kind of 80s looking, it's all sparkly like that.
That's Vegas.
And I remember thinking about that.
That's weird, isn't it?
And then a couple of days, one week later, that guy is at Mandalay Bay shooting exactly to the spot where I was standing. Tony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, so I have an argument, and I'm in agreement with you that there's something that has to be done, right? I mean, these mass shootings are insane, but I don't know if gun laws or making guns illegal is the answer, or stricter gun laws. And my argument for this is drugs, and even just heroin, if we use that as an example. Heroin is frowned upon from Democrats and Republicans. It's 100% illegal. They're doing everything they can to crack down on it, and it kills a whole heck of a lot more people than guns every year. So I don't know, if you install stricter gun laws, these bad people that want to commit these mass shootings are still going to find a way to get the guns, and they're still going to kill these people. I don't know what an answer is, but I don't think stricter
gun laws. What's the answer to heroin, would you say?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I really don't. But my argument is that even with stricter gun laws, they're still going to find a way to do it.
Would it be easier or harder?
I think it would probably be harder. I agree with you on that. But when I watch Cops, and I love Cops and that new show Live PD, every time they pull out a gun on someone that's breaking the law, running from the cops, every one of those guns is illegal. They never went and bought it themselves. They bought it off the street. The serial numbers are gone off. Every single one. No one has a legal gun on the show Cops. So that's why.
Well, wait a second. I don't know if I would go by. Cops also selects what they put on TV to make it interesting and exciting. I don't know if it's necessarily representative of everything that in day-to-day police work that you come across.
That's real life, Rover.
I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is they show the one case where a midget is doing backflips down the street trying to break out of handcuffs with an Uzi. That's not an everyday occurrence.
I can break
these cuffs.
You Dieter can't break those cuffs.
Dieter loves this clip from Cops. It's like a midget guy trying to break out of his handcuffs.
It's my favorite clip ever.
I mean, I don't know how representative of it. Sure, a lot of the guns are illegal. I'm not debating that, but certainly there are people with legal guns committing crimes too, no doubt.
I think there's got to be something else done. Do you have any other opinion on what could be done besides just stricter gun laws? Because all you're doing is you're going to hurt the people that want to collect guns or shoot guns for sport or go hunting.
I can think of one thing right off the bat, which I always laugh at this because the funding is always cut for people with mental illnesses. The funding always disappears, and then people are surprised, like, oh, what happened? Why are these people going out doing mass shootings and stuff? Well, it's because we have a lot of crazy people. Walking around, I was just in Santa Monica, California, and the number of freaking crazy people walking around that place is off the charts.
Everywhere we went, there's crazy people. Like, there's so many crazy people just mumbling themselves all over LA,
and they're talking
all over New Mexico.
I wish I would have had that body cam on me, because Walking down the boardwalk, Venice is I used to live there, and Venice is even crazier than Santa Monica. So on Saturday we went to to Venice. B2 and I went to Venice, and it's just nothing but nutcases. They're screaming about the Jews, screaming about, I don't know, and they're mumbling. You're right. They're just mumbling. They're pushing like a shopping cart down the
having full conversations with somebody that's not there, and you just have to like just kind of step out of the way because you don't want to get involved in this conversation because you're gonna go down quick.
And so that's one thing we could certainly do, but like this guy brought up heroin. Sure, it's still a problem, but you don't. I mean, now there's a big push to address that problem, right? You don't just go, well, nothing we can do. You try to solve that problem of heroin addiction. And after people overdose, I've never heard anyone go, now's not the time to talk about drugs. But anytime gun violence occurs, now's not the time to talk about this. There never seems to be the time. They never go, now let's talk about this. Oh, it's been 45 days since the last mass shooting. Let's talk about it now. You never, ever, ever will get that. Aaron in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Sorry. Well, I was calling. You had brought up before that, using a vehicle as a weapon.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that in the guns or cars in the hands of the wrong people can be dead just as deadly. And there were 2 million people injured in automobile accidents last year, and over 32,000 were killed. And I know it's not really that much of a comparison, but basically tools in the wrong hands are bad news.
Okay. But if we had a rash of terrorists mowing down people with trucks, we would address that issue. People would go, what do we do about these,
Absolutely.
Car accidents are car accidents. You're going to have them. And by the way, guess what? We certainly have addressed car accidents. Sure. What have we done? We enacted seatbelt laws. Take that for granted. Now, 30 years ago, you can't make me wear my seatbelt. Government coming in, F you. What happens? Seatbelt laws enacted. Tell me what happens to traffic deaths. They go down. What else has been implemented? Airbags, mandatory. ABS. There's a host of things that we do in order to address, and these are just accidents, and we're not talking about things that people do purposely. I'm talking about accidents here. We address those issues, and we try to correct them. Are you ever going to have zero traffic fatalities? I doubt it. Do we have less now than we did 30 years ago? Yeah.
Fatalities.
Right.
So
I can tell you that over the last two decades, they have reduced the number of rounds that you could have per clip in a gun, that they do background checks. The Brady Law enacted after Reagan took office, or after, because of what happened with Reagan, they enacted the Brady Rule, 3 days, no buying guns. I can't say for trade shows. I have never been to a trade show. And really, truthfully, guns aren't my favorite thing. But we live in the country right now where your Second Amendment right says you have the right to bear arms. We have restricted them some.
As we should. I mean, should I be able to have a bazooka?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Nobody should be able to have a bazooka.
But why not? I mean, that would be an arm. Why don't I have the right to bear it?
Well, that's where, you know, judgment and need and, like, you know, this is just it. I'm pretty sure part of the right to bear arms was back in the day, we had one shoot pistols. We had one.
Right. You'd have a thingy. You had to, like, the ramrod your round into the thing. It would take it 10 minutes to reload your weapon. I mean, they didn't anticipate that we'd have machine guns.
Still
takes 10 minutes to reload.
Well, all right. Thank you, Aaron. She's like, Jeffrey, just talking all over me. Doogie.
Yo.
I wanted to get to a quick shizzy. Do you have any? What's your big story? What is it? What's the biggest story that you have?
I teased the Christie Alley story, yes, Scientologist.
Quick, give it to me.
She's saying that psychiatric drugs are the common denominator in mass shooters, and people are furious. She did a bunch of weird, weird tweets.
But this is here's the thing. Is it the cause or the effect? Psychiatric drugs in mass shooters, yeah, a lot of them are on it. Why? It's not that the psychiatric drug is causing them to go out and shoot. Maybe it does in some cases. I don't know. But these people are nutcases oftentimes in – you know, the guy who, that crazy looking dude who shot up Sandy Hook, he was on drugs, on
medications. Well,
because he was a nutcase.
We don't know with this guy that did the
Imagine
Vegas.
Imagine if we didn't have those drugs.
But we don't know. I mean,
we don't know anything about this guy.
They do have electronic devices that they're going through, and hopefully that will give them more information or insight as far as the cause that this man shot up all those people. But the Scientologists, remember, these guys have strong views about prescription medications. They have weird beliefs. So,
oh yeah, remember Tom Cruise when he went on Matt Lauer years ago?
Remember that?
Lauer, yeah, uh-huh. Whatever his name is. Uh-huh. Remember that interview? Yep. I love that interview.
Yes, where he said that
you're being glib.
Yeah, and he's studied all these pharmaceuticals, yeah, and he knows all about it, right? Yeah, that's who I go. In fact, I've stopped going to Walgreens to get my prescriptions filled. I now go directly to Tom Cruise because he's studied pharmaceuticals. Let me take a break. I never got to this Instagram post from Dakota Meyer. Who's that? He's married to Bristol Palin. Mm. He is, I want to say he was in the Marines, but I'm not positive.
Medal of Honor.
It was some armed service branch. I don't remember. Yeah, I think he's got the Medal of Honor. But I don't remember if he was. I think he was a Marine. But I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. He had a great Instagram post. I will share it with you right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice.
Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
All right, I want to share this Instagram post with you in just a moment. It's great. I love this post. Chris sent a text message. He says, Gatling guns were around before the Constitution was written, and the Founding Fathers were well aware of their existence. The idea that they couldn't have envisioned modern weapons is completely ignorant of documented history. Except for the fact that Gatling guns came around about, close to 100 years after the Constitution. But, hey, I don't want to nitpick. What is this guy talking about? Gatling guns? Before
the first one was...
What's he talking about?
The American Civil War.
Oh, what came first? The Civil War or the Constitution, Charlie?
I guess the Constitution, because then we were able to go into a Civil War because we were a country.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's talking about.
Dick Gatling wasn't even born until 1818.
Oh, so the gun that he created... was invented, though, before the Constitution. Okay. The guy himself wasn't born until 1818. Dakota Meyer is a guy who is married to Bristol Palin. He's a former Marine. What did he get the Medal of Honor for, Dieter? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I know he got it,
though.
You
look that up real quick?
Yeah.
This guy's great. This is fantastic, this Instagram post that he made. See what he did. What did this guy do? What got him the Medal of Honor?
He got a little heat for getting this award because it It wasn't that, I don't remember.
It wasn't what? You're telling me it wasn't that impressive, whatever he did? It was more impressive than anything I've ever done.
I don't remember. Is this the...
Whatever it is. Whatever got you the medal, even if you're a weak candidate for the Medal of Honor, it's still pretty good.
Just in contention for it is better than anything any of us have ever done.
That's right.
Okay.
What did he do?
Wow. So I guess some of his buddies were under fire by insurgents in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So he took them on, and one of the fighters tackled him. He grabbed a rock, a baseball-sized rock, and he beat the fighter to death in the head.
Mm.
Then he moved the bodies to a safer spot so they can be extricated from the area.
Could the fallen soldiers he moved to a safer
spot? Four of them extricated.
Yeah. That's a real word.
Okay.
Yeah, wait.
It says extracted. I'm reading the same thing.
Oh, tomato, tomato. You know what I mean? So there he got it. 12 of them he extricated.
Uh-huh. So he had to drag them to each one, 12. I mean, dead weight like that. Why would people criticize him for getting the Medal of Honor?
I don't remember. This is the oldest daughter of Sarah Palin, who had a young kid. She was
pregnant. This guy is married to the oldest daughter of Sarah Palin. Yeah. Right. She's looking good. I've checked out some of her Instagram posts, too. She's not a bad-looking chick.
Do you have an Instagram account? Because I always tag you, but I don't know.
I just don't check it. Okay. I mean, I have so many accounts. Who needs all this stuff? Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and...
I like Instagram.
I can't take this anymore. I'm not as exciting as Dakota Meyer and all these other guys. Anyhow, so let me just refresh your memory. This Dan Bill, what's his name? Bilzerian? Is that what his name is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bilzerian.
Dan Bilzerian is this guy who runs around. I guess he's some poker player and has a bunch of money. And he pretty much every Instagram post of his is just him with like chicks in bikinis.
And he's got guns and money and hot tubs and boobs. It's sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same three photos over and over again. Girls, guns, and money.
The first video I ever saw of Dan Bilzerian is he was hanging off of a helicopter shooting a machine gun into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And the helicopter was like spinning, and then there was like just chicks that were topless and like shaking their ass like out of it. It was so cool.
Well, he's recreated that in one form or another a million times since then.
That's what he does.
So he posted a video. He was at this thing in Las Vegas, this country music festival where this mass shooting took place. And he prides himself on being a tough guy with all these guns and says that he would have been like a... I don't know. I think he says he would have been a Navy SEAL, but he had a heart condition. I think he said he had 100 heart attacks in his life or something like that.
Oh, really? I thought he had three, or maybe three major ones.
Someone called in yesterday and said that he had 100 heart attacks. I don't know how that's
dead.
Possible. But anyhow, here's Dan Bilzerian with all these guns.
That's a very recent one. That's from...
He's wearing camo and...
July 20th. So, yeah, that's all his whole Instagram pages. And I believe this is why he's famous, is just from these posts. Just pictures of him doing cool stuff.
He's the king of Instagram. Boobs. Yeah, guns and boobs.
Wait, he's famous because he's on Instagram?
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. No one ever heard of this guy before Instagram.
He shows off his really cool life on Instagram, and everyone is like, wow, this guy's cool.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
It's probably really the sad life, because he has to keep doing it every day. But
see, I always think about this, like, if your life is really that sweet, wouldn't you live it?
Instead of showing off?
Yeah, why would you be worried about posting everything all the time?
Because you're a narcissist. You want to say, oh, look at me, how cool am I?
I'm telling you, I think Nads has even said this. Other, maybe my former people have worked on the show, I know have for sure, but they see stuff and they'll see a post on Facebook or Instagram and everyone's having so much fun and they feel like they're missing out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If those people were having that much fun, they wouldn't be posting it on Instagram. Guess what they'd be doing? They'd be having fun.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I know
that. Yeah, if you have to stop and take a picture of it, you're not living in the moment.
I take pictures of everything. I have thousands of pictures.
It's so obnoxious. Anytime, like the NBA Finals, it's just people just sitting there taking selfies. Hey, look at me.
But it's cool.
What it is, it's
not watching the game.
It's not about not living in the moment. It's about making other people jealous. It's people that are sitting at home watching your Instagram, seeing that you're sitting courtside at the NBA Finals.
Yeah. And I don't even know it's jealous. It's just that you want to look like, oh, look how sweet I am.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's trying to make people jealous, but, oh, look how much fun I am and how sweet my life is. But you're actually, it's not that sweet because you're taking a photo.
No, but it feels good to when other people are jealous of you, for sure. It feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know, those comments on there, like, damn, that looks awesome.
Even if it's really not. Now you're actually feeling good because other
people are
jealous.
Yeah, but then you're reading the comments while you're at the game. You're like, hey, look, I just paid $4,000 for these seats, posted a selfie. What are people saying about my selfie now? So as the action, the $4,000 that you just spent is happening in front of you, you're actually just reading comments from some fat dude who's sitting at home with nothing to do on a Friday night.
It's a vicious cycle. It just keeps going full circle.
Or cycle?
It's a cycle.
It's a vicious cycle?
It is. You can't get enough of it. You get that high, and then you try to get it again. So you keep posting it. Absolutely.
It's a circle?
It's both, you dumbass. Yeah, it is. I'm right.
No.
Totally right. Vicious cycle?
No.
Yes, it is.
The phrase is vicious circle, not cycle.
It's vicious cycle.
No, cycle.
Anyone?
No one's going to back you up on this.
Nobody? Hello?
Is your mic on? So Dan Bilzerian, the tough guy, he's at this country thing, and here's video that he posts.
Holy this girl just got shot in the fucking head. It's so crazy. Tried to go grab a gun, I'm fucking headed back.
He ran away. He's running away from the gunfire. He's running. Selfie videoing him the entire time. I mean, just how ridiculous this is. Let me show this to you once
again. This girl just got shot in the fucking head. It's so fucking crazy.
It sounds like a war.
Tried to go grab a gun. I'm fucking headed back. Fucking so crazy. Some kind of mass shooting. And got a heavy caliber weapon for sure. Saw a girl fucking get shot in the face right next to me. Her brain's fucking hanging out. Stupid ass me didn't bring a gun. They got one of the
guys. Now, where do you go to get your gun? How far away do you have to go?
His hotel?
His car? His hotel?
And how's he, if he's running down the street with his gun, won't the police then think, oh,
right, a big bearded guy with running down the street with a gun. Where have I seen that before?
They got one of the guys. I'm headed back. I don't think there's much I can do.
Ah, damn, he was so close. I was waiting for Dan Bilzerian to save the day. Not much I can do. Yeah, like, dude, like, I was going to come and, like, I was going to, like, take the guy out with my training and stuff, and I was going to choke him out with my beard. But, dude, they got to him first.
So how does this all tie together? Because we saw this video yesterday. What's the latest?
I'm going to tell you in just a second, dude. Thank you for trying to help me out. But
hey,
I've said
it's
an Instagram post about him, and I'm about ready to get to it. But
okay.
Jesus Christ, Seth, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Dieter. Yo.
Yo.
Hey, I was talking to Charlie, I believe, on the phone screen. I watched this podcast online, and Dan Bilzerian was on it. And the story that he told was that he was a Navy SEAL. He went through Hell Week once, and I guess all the running, his legs were broke or really damaged. And I guess he went through it once, then went on this military boat, and then went back again through Hell Week on his with broken legs. He went through it twice. Charlie said he doesn't believe me. I don't know that the good
Seth, thing, he could let me tell you something. I would love to comment on that, but I'm sorry. A supermodel is on her knees servicing me right now, Seth. I mean, anyone can say anything. Right. Yeah, the Navy's going to let you go. Hey, you want to be a Navy SEAL? Oh, you have two broken legs? Sure.
Come on in.
Sure, come on in. Yeah. Two broken legs. I mean, come on. It's so ridiculous. This guy is so full of crap. In fact, I don't know anything about this guy until a video that someone sent me yesterday where he's on Joe Rogan and he's explaining how he had all these heart attacks. Somebody called into the show yesterday about Dan Bilzerian. They're like, he was going to be a Navy SEAL, but he had a heart condition. He had all these heart attacks, but he's a badass. Okay, really? His explanation of his heart attacks is so ridiculous. It defies common sense. It defies logic. They need to have a PolitiFact for Dan Bilzerian. The Bilzerian BSO-meter. It would be off the charts, okay? He's talking about he had this heart attack, and because it was from, you know, he's out, he's doing coke, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's gambling, and then his buddy gives him 100 milligrams of Viagra, and he didn't get stiffy within 60 seconds, so then he took another Viagra because, you know, he didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait, you know, so I took another 100 milligrams, and then he ends up in the hot, and then he's like banging this like hooker that he met. He's like banging her, and I'm banging her for like 50 minutes and just banging her. Then I have a heart attack. Then they take me to the hospital. I get there and the doctor asks like, what are you on? And my girlfriend shows up and I'm like, oh, I'm on coke. I'm on Viagra. And my girlfriend's like, you're on Viagra. Why are you on Viagra? Well, I was just banging a hooker. So then, you know, the doctor leaves the room and then I start banging my girlfriend. I'm like all hooked up to everything in the hospital room. I have like tubes coming out of me. I'm just banging my girlfriend. I'm railing her. And then I have another heart attack. Okay, sure, dude. Right. That's exactly.
He really said all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then some. It's just, it's all BS. It's all nonsense.
But I bet he believes it.
You're right.
He's crazy.
Whatever they call that the Navy SEAL thing that they do there, whatever, buds or whatever. Yeah, he did that with two broken legs.
No, he never graduated. They dropped him because of a safety violation on the shooting range.
Mm. Oh, wasn't his two broken legs?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
Isn't this almost like stolen valor or no?
It is.
Navy SEAL because people thought he was. Like, Charlie's like, he's a Navy SEAL.
No. I thought he was because I didn't remember the story. I thought he was a Navy SEAL or something. And did he jump at... Can you just join Navy SEAL training? Or do you have to be in the Navy first?
We had to be in the Navy.
Was he in the Navy?
He must have been. Right?
Yeah. And then go on to that.
Sure.
Okay. Another thing, too. Remember this video a long time ago? He threw some girl off a roof and she landed on her foot and broke her...
She like a Playboy playman or a porn star.
Yeah, I remember
that? A porn star.
That was him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's how I first heard of this guy, was that video.
Anyhow, so he posted that video of him running away. And this Dakota Meyer, who is married to Bristol Palin, Dakota Meyer actually is a Medal of Honor recipient. Dieter, you explained what he got earlier. Dakota Meyer posts on Instagram, "This is why children shouldn't classify heroes by their followers or their photos. Dan Bilzerian, this is what kills me about people like you. Always playing operator dress-up and so tough when the cameras are on. A woman just got shot in the head and you're running away filming. That's not what operators do. Please stop trying to be someone you're not. People are dying. You're running away, not helping them, and pretending it's worthy of a video. It's disgusting." That has to be the best Instagram post, maybe in the history of Instagram, as a matter of fact.
That's pretty good. That's solid for sure.
Do you think when Bilzerian was running away, like, he realized that he kind of looked like a pussy? And then he was like, I need to avenge this and say, I'm going to go get my gun and be a vigilante and take care of this myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, the thought, look, we were there a week earlier. The number of police that are there at this event, at this site, is through the roof. It's astronomical. The idea that Dan Bilzerian is going to be the one that runs and gets a gun and takes the guy out is just dumb. But Dakota Meyer does have a point that, where was Dan Bilzerian as this is happening? Where is he? Why isn't he dragging people to safety?
Right.
Why isn't he helping someone who was shot? Why am I seeing stories on CNN of off-duty firefighters and nurses and just regular Joe Blow people. Plumbers?
Yeah.
dragging people to safety, shielding people who are injured with their own bodies. Why didn't I see Dan Bilzerian do any of that?
He was too busy filming. And going back to what Nat said, I don't think this guy ever thinks that he looks like a wimp. Like, he's not, that's not in his brain capacity to think he's weak or he looks like, he is the ultimate.
Well, first of all, how he's narcissistic so do you have to be? I mean, the fact that you just post that like that, like, you know, if indeed a woman was just shot in the head right in front of him, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't, I don't know. But the way he so cavalierly just talks about that, like, dude, this woman just got her face blown off right in front of me. Yeah,
brains,
sweet.
Hanging out.
Yeah, brains, hanging out. Follow me on Instagram. Yeah.
How many likes did he get?
I don't know, but.
What is he on Instagram?
I mean, that was probably an Instagram stories, which I don't think you can count likes. But he, I really do think, like, while he was running away, I bet he had the thought process that people are going to think, like, I should have helped that person.
No.
That's why I'm saying I'm going to grab my gun and take out the shooter.
I would be ashamed. I wouldn't be ashamed. I would feel guilty, in a way. If I were at that thing and I ran away, which, by the way, I would. That's what a normal person does. Everyone runs away. But if you get away and you saw this, you would have a sense of guilt of maybe I could have helped. Maybe I could have dragged that person. Maybe I could have done this. Maybe I could have done that. Right? I mean, I think a normal person would.
Well, here's another question. Was he at the concert alone? And if not, did he just bolt away from his companions?
Oh, that's a good
question. Yeah, where are all of his friends in this?
In
these
babes.
Videos? Yeah, where are all his babes?
They're on their own, bro. They got big boobs. They can like block it with their implants.
Ugh.
I'm so rich. I bought bulletproof implants for all my hoes.
God. Holy crap.
You gotta, some of these guys, this guy's stories, I mean, they're just such BS. Nick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just to further pile on this tool, Dan Bilzerian, he actually, you know, we already mentioned how he was a Buds, so a SEALs training dropout and couldn't hack it. He actually paid for his way, I'm pretty sure he paid for his way, to get onto the set of Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. Like, he's in the background in the first few scenes, actually. It's pretty ridiculous how he did that, too.
So he paid for it. So he's just...
Yeah, there's a lawsuit because he paid a bunch of money, and he was promised to be in the movie for 8 minutes, and they trimmed it down to 1 minute. So then he sued Lone Survivor.
Oh, God. He paid for 8 minutes of screen time.
Eight minutes of screen time and 80 words of dialogue.
Dude, I would never sue over that. That's like that's embarrassing.
How much did he pay?
He loaned the production $1 million in exchange for 8 minutes and 80 words of dialogue. Once the movie came out, it was 1 minute, and it just had one line, and his lawsuit demanded $1.2 million.
I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the shizzy, the news. I hope you didn't miss our announcement about Holy Moses Matrimony with Jeffrey. I'll tell you about that in just a moment, because tickets go on sale soon. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque.
Question for Jeffrey. If he's married, why is he out trying to hit on chicks all the time? And what's he going to do when he brings home gonorrhea to his wife? I'm just curious.
Who? Donna Reed?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll get to the shizzy in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Customers accuse Denny's waitress and manager of racism. I'll tell you why these customers are mad coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I'll tell you about the Holy Moses Matrimony in just a moment as well. Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renewing their vows with you as the witness at House of Blues Saturday, November 18th. I'll give you the details in a moment. Shane, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, yo.
Yo.
Hey, I had a question. It sounded like you were putting Dan down for wanting to run away and go get a gun and be a vigilante, but I do remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do remember you saying that you would do the same thing in the scenario if there was a shooting at the radio station.
Totally.
You'd run out and go get your gun from the car, then go back up and take care of business.
Well, maybe. If they had an AK-47, I ain't coming back in. You guys are all on your own.
Thanks.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you. But there's a big difference. There's no law enforcement here. There's no one around. What are you going to do?
Well, he's filming it as well. I think that's the problem.
At this thing, you're surrounded by police officers. There are police officers already there. The notion that you're going to run out, so I don't know where he gets a gun from, come back in, and Dan Bilzerian's going to save the day, is ludicrous. And it's...
you wouldn't do it if you had it in your car or whatever, close near, or the bus?
If I were somewhere and there was a shooting, first of all, and I've said this before, the only way that I would even consider coming back in or doing anything is, a couple of limited circumstances. If someone you know is pinned down.
If it's Stoogie.
I'm getting on the PA system and telling the shooter where she's located.
Helping him?
Mm-hmm. All right. Stoogie's hiding under a desk, fourth floor, room 406. Also, you need the element of surprise. Like, if you are outside or you're in a parking lot, you're behind a car, and you can see what's going on. They have, I don't know how to correctly paint the picture of this, but you can't be like a shootout at the OK Corral, one on one. You want to be able, if you do go out and get a firearm, you want to be able to take the guy out without putting yourself in more harm's way than necessary. So, depending on the situation, I may just get in the car and start driving and I'm out of there. I don't know what I would do, but believe me, do you think if there were 50 cops here, and there was a shooting at the radio station, and there were 50 police officers. Let's say the cops were already here for something else.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to run out to the car and I'm going to Instagram myself the whole, I'm going to go get my gun. There's 50 cops here already, but I'm going to go out. I'm going to get my firearm and I'm going to run back in. I'm going to save the day. I mean, no, yeah, that's ridiculous. But if law enforcement isn't around, you have no other choice.
There's always a choice.
No, there's not. What's the choice?
You're going to run away or you're going to try to help people.
I may just keep running. I'm telling you right
now.
That's
the choice.
If a guy comes in here and he has one of these AK-47s, he's blasting the place up and I get out, I don't think I'm coming back in.
We know that.
No, you'd be a fool. Who would?
No.
Unless you had family. Once you get out, there's no point of coming back in. You're a fool.
But if you had, if the guy had just a handgun, maybe. But again, I think I'd be more likely, like, you'd be around the corner, and maybe you get the guy on when he comes out of the building or something. Or you catch him.
You?
Yeah, you don't want to. I'm not coming in here confront. Hey, where is the guy? Over there? I'll take him out. No,
so you're going to take a shot.
I'm hiding, and if I happen to get a clean shot, boom, then you take the guy out.
Right, from the parking lot, you're going to take a shot. Right?
From as far away as possible.
Right.
Yeah, way over that other building over there.
Let's say that he's in the building shooting on the floor. You're running out. You see the exit, but you have to run over one of us.
Yeah, I step right on you.
Who broke their leg. They can't move. Do you just say, I'm sorry, or do you help them up and out as you're trying? I mean, I know the answer for that, what you would do.
Well, where is he?
You don't know?
He's coming down the hallway, the other end.
Not at you. You don't know where he is. You hear him.
If I didn't see him and I didn't know, and I'm so you're like laying there and the door's
no,
right
not
behind
me.
You?
Anyone. Anthony.
Anyone, and the door is right behind you, so yeah. I can, like, try and drag you
You're
out.
You're dragging that person out. Or do you just say...
I might start that. And as long as I had a view of what's going on, and right, if that dude came around, I'm dropping you, and I'm...
No, I'm picking you up through the door, using you as a human shield.
Maybe you do that. I think it all depends, man. Sometimes you might just you get the hell out of there and assess the situation
outside.
And
think, oh, that was Snitzer laying down. Should I go back in and help him?
Help me.
Yeah.
Where's Snitz? I can't locate him.
Help me.
Yeah, you guys run into the bar then.
We got a tab open. You know, what are we going to do?
What would you do, Snitz?
Me? Save any of you guys?
Yeah.
Now, nothing. I'm out.
See ya.
I don't know. Look, I'd try and get the safety first, man. Get the hell out of there and collect yourself. Maybe at that point you do something. But the criticism comes from this guy. You're in there. People are wounded. They're shot. There are dozens and dozens of law enforcement officers around. They're armed. They're going to take people out. And you're just basically stepping over people as you... No, I don't even criticize anyone from that. I said yesterday, run, get out, run. But most people don't go around portraying themselves as, like, super badasses.
Or to think to pull out your camera and maybe not film the situation for the police later, but film yourself talking to the camera for whatever reason. You're doing a selfie. That's the time to take a selfie?
It just comes off as incredibly douchebaggy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes, and just full of narcissism to go, you know what this moment needs? My face in it.
Right.
Talking.
Well, yeah. Unless you're making notes to like a loved one or something. That's something different.
No,
Oh, yeah, sure. Like if you're trapped in an office and someone's shooting and you're you know, sending a video to your daughter, I love you, whatever. That's different. I don't know. Peter, what would you do? I mean, in that case, that's completely different than the normal scenarios that we've talked about in the past. That case.
With that many rounds?
In that case, you hide, man. You get under something and you hide. Especially the chaos of that, because things are echoing. You don't know where the shots are coming from.
But how much stuff was there to hide under? Like, you guys were there. Like, how much stuff was around?
Wasn't a lot, because all those were tents. Like, even the things that you'd think you could hide behind were just fabric tents.
Yeah.
Bleachers.
Under the bleachers, under the stage, under the bus.
Behind a porta potty, but even that, like... I mean, I don't even know. There was really nothing. I read this morning that Jason Aldean, who was performing, he was hiding behind his gear. They just ducked behind their gear.
Yeah, like a big speaker.
And stuff.
Yeah, those
the
are
shooting.
Thick.
Like some of the people were, you know, where you were in French Montana's
dressing room.
Yeah, that was the shot. That's what
oh, that was right there.
At.
I was looking right at it. Like, where would you go? And it would be hard to even get out of there. Snitzer and I tried to leave one day, and we didn't go through the proper exit. Those fences were massive. You couldn't get around them. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to just jump those.
Yep.
You have to climb it.
I don't think you could because they're just straight bars. It'd be pretty hard to climb.
It's like a 6-foot chain link fence.
It was chain link?
I mean, I think if you're... Yeah,
it was.
But they had a... it's chain link, but they have a scrim on it, like the windscreen stuff.
But even after that
if your
fence,
life depended on it...
Yeah, you could
jump.
You're
getting over that fence.
But even
you know?
After...
Even me, you know, I'm brittle, but if your life depends on it...
Yeah, you could make it... If you needed to, you could. But after that fence, there's nothing. There's still nothing to hide. It's just kind of empty parking lots.
Find a car.
Still in the open.
A tree.
He's right. It's all. He's right.
Where would you run to? There's really no place to go to until you. I think maybe the MGM Grand. Is there anything before that, or the Tropicana maybe, or something? But there's
Hooters.
It's like a whole city block that's just empty.
Right. That's
well, everyone entered on that side that's on the strip side. That's where the entrance was. We went through the backstage entrance, which is on the other side, Giles Street. And there's just dirt fields over there.
Yeah, still out in the open.
But
Snitz has a picture. It's pretty eerie.
Yeah.
It's a little rattling.
It's the day we left when our bus was getting fixed in the middle of the area.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, that's literally you can see the window where the guy was shooting from in this photo.
Yep.
That is creepy. That is, I mean, sad. Theater, what do? You were there. What do you do in that case?
And that same thing, all the shots, I mean, you find something to hide behind. Electric guitar. If you get an electric guitar, that's like gold there, because you just hold that to your body and run with it for body armor. That's the thickest thing you could run with.
Go right through an electric guitar.
Dude, those are thick. You ever pick one up? There's some metal on it.
Hollow.
No, I'm not talking about an acoustic guitar, electric guitar. You take that, you just hug it, and you run, man.
It's made out of wood.
It's not metal.
I picked up some metal ones before.
No.
This metal part, Rover. I picked up a heavy ass one time.
Pickup?
I go, damn, this thing's heavy. One time. And then there was a McDonald's by there, because you walked there one day for lunch. Right before we left on the bus, we walked past that Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We walked right in front of it, and there was a McDonald's right over there. And on the news, I kept seeing it in the background. I'm like, oh, my God, we were right there. I'd head that direction. Because you're right. In the backstage, there's nothing. It's an open field. There's an airport over there. I'd go the other way, past Mandalay Bay, towards the...
But I don't think... You have to remember that nobody knew at the time where this gunfire was coming from. Nobody knew it was from Mandalay Bay. So
yeah, they thought the shooter was inside. Went the first call, so like, there's a shooter inside.
Right.
But I'd jump the fence, and I'd run that way.
Would you wait for everyone? We were all there.
What do you mean? Wait for you guys? No.
It's just every man for himself at that point.
Yes. I text you on the way out. You get out, buddy. Meet me at McDonald's.
God, you guys really would, wouldn't you?
You're going to slow me down. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, you're seriously, you meet up after and just go, hey, go. Because if you stop and talk, hey, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? You're going to get picked off.
No, you don't stop and have a conversation. You make sure that your
going,
crew.
Oh, my God. There's a shooter. Where should we go? Where's Rover at? Love Snitzer. No, you hit the ground. When he pauses, go. You sprint. And then I text you on the way out. And if somebody goes down, I might drop my phone like at Snitzer and go, Snitzer, call 911.
No.
And I'm out.
I take my team.
You lie. You're one of the most selfish people I've ever met.
Dude.
You would wait and round everybody up and then go. You'd be picked off first.
No, I'd leave your ass there, but I'd take Snitz and Rover
the
and
way
these
you
guys.
Walk, you don't run. You would walk out? You're going to wait and walk with her, Rover?
It would take you. She'd still be making her way out.
Right.
She's so slow.
You're slow.
Charlie, what would you have done? You were there.
Well, since we know that he's at Mandalay Bay, I'd go hide behind the bus. But at the time, you don't know where to go. I think Dieter's right. I think you lay down when he's shooting.
Oh.
While he's shooting, lay down. As soon as it stops, take off anywhere. Just any direction. It doesn't matter, even if it's the wrong direction. Just go straight. Just get out of there as fast as you can. There just wasn't a lot of stuff to hide behind. And maybe I'm misremembering it, but it just kind of was an open area.
It is.
And even behind those trailers, I mean, those are pretty thin-ass trailers. Like, anywhere. I think the best idea would go under the stage if you could.
Under the trailer?
Because at least you're not seeing... He can't see you. So he doesn't...
Under the bus, I think that's where... Because you'd have a vantage point. You could see out, but, you know, no one could really... Unless they were specifically looking under there.
Why wouldn't we just jump on the bus and get out of there?
Drive it out?
Run people through?
Drive it out?
If I was a shooter and I saw that bus moving, you would just...
Yeah.
No, I mean, where it was, we could back up and just hit
right
out the fence.
No,
there's nobody behind the bus.
Whether or not, because there's fence right there and you need a VIP badge, you're not going to go back there?
Yeah, no.
People are going to go back behind that bus.
They're going to go wherever they can.
That bus moves slow.
It's the worst idea.
Wow, Snitz.
That is a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, that's the worst one I've heard.
So stupid.
All right, I'll meet you guys when I'm driving away. See you guys.
Don't leave me.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So we'll do a couple other stories other than the Vegas shooting. I'm going to tell you that President Trump will visit Puerto Rico today for the first time since Hurricane Maria devastated the island last month. A lot of people are saying it's easy for him to sit behind his cushy home, his White House, his whatever, his vacation homes, tweeting, everyone's doing a great job. But once he gets there to see what has happened, the devastation, he might have a different viewpoint and realize these guys are still in a lot of trouble. But he will visit Puerto Rico today. A helicopter passenger was 42 years old, jumps to his death. This is off the Malibu coast. He left a suicide note under a seat. So the pilot tried to save the man by tilting the aircraft, attempting to pull passenger inside, but his efforts failed. The guy killed himself.
You know, where was this? In Malibu, you said? Mm-hmm. When I was in Santa Monica, which is south of Malibu, I saw one of these. It's a Robinson R-22 helicopter, and I know that because they have a very weird, where the rotor is, it's like a very tall kind of pylon thing. It's an odd shaped helicopter.
Okay.
I saw one flying around over Santa Monica Pier. I'm guessing there's probably a bunch of those. I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was the same one, but this would have been the day before.
Yes. This was Malibu Pier. This was flying over.
Right. But what day did this happen?
This
Sunday?
This was Saturday.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I saw this on I saw it on Friday.
Saw what?
No, I saw it on Saturday, too. That helicopter.
Do you remember what time?
It would have been in the afternoon, probably 2 in the afternoon, roughly.
Yeah, but Santa Monica's too far south, because this was at 1:20.
But not by helicopter.
But I'm saying for where you were, this was 1:20 p.m. But it was about a mile south of the pier. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Of Malibu Pier.
Yeah. I didn't see the guy fall out. What I'm saying is,
that same.
What do you think it could be, the same helicopter?
I don't know, but that's a hell of a way to die, man.
Yeah, who does that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just cliffs he could jump off of right there.
Yes.
Why pay the money to get up in the helicopter? Yeah, all right.
Former chairman and CEO of Equifax is expected to be grilled by members of Congress today. He's going to testify on the company's catastrophic cybersecurity breach. Richard Smith is his name. He'll appear before a panel of the House Energy and Commerce Committee on last month's breach, which resulted in the theft of credit data for an estimated 145.5 million Americans. So he will be in the hot seat today. General Motors, this is interesting.
This is the tip of the iceberg, by the way, for these data breaches. So that's Equifax. They have your credit report, that kind of stuff. Just imagine for a moment Facebook or Google. Let's say that they had some massive data breach. People go, big deal, whatever. Think of what Google has on you. Charlie, they would have all the info on your phone, all your email, Gmail. They'd have your entire search history, location history.
All my email, too, because my email is linked to my phone.
Right.
Every person I know.
Text messages.
All my credit card, because it's in the phone.
So imagine that someone, let's say there's a data breach, and that became public. I know a lot of people are like, I don't care what people know about. I think you would care.
All my pictures.
If all your text messages, your emails, your photos, your location data and your search history were all made public, do you think we'd find some embarrassing stuff in there?
No, not really.
I mean, nothing?
I just showed you guys a picture of my bleeding butthole. I don't think you can.
Right,
get
I know. So
that.
If you do that, I mean, imagine what else there is. So you wouldn't mind handing over your phone then we could just read everything on there?
I wouldn't do it freely. I mean, that's stupid. Why would I do that? I'm not going to just hand it to anybody, but you're not going to find out much.
I think you say that now, but I don't think you want people reading your personal text messages.
No, I mean, that would probably be the one thing I wouldn't want people to read, just text messages.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it's nothing that bad.
General Motors is going all electric. They're going to end their relationship with gas, diesel. They announced they're going to work toward an all-electric, zero-emissions future.
By when?
They say that it starts with 2 new fully electric models next year, then at least 18 more by 2023. That's very aggressive. So they're going to do
this. It's interesting how all these companies, Mercedes-Benz says the same thing.
Yeah.
All these companies are saying electric is the way of the future.
Yeah.
And I haven't driven one of these Model 3s, the cheaper Teslas, yet. I have a Model S, and that's just not a mass market kind of car. I'd like to drive one of these Model 3s and see what that's like, see how they are great. They're fantastic electric. People will love them once you get used to it, I think.
And finally, Major League Baseball playoffs, they start tonight with the Yankees hosting the Twins. This is the American League wild card game. And apparently, so the winner will face the Indians in Division Series. So whoever wins between the Twins and the Yankees will then face off against the Indians. So we're on our way. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Cut the cheese cake with RMG. Rover's Morning Glory presents...
Holy Moses!
Holy Moses Matrimony featuring Pop Evil. Sean Street Entertainment on the ones and twos, but mostly the number twos.
Whatever.
Saturday, November 18th at the House of Blues. Tickets on sale Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at roverradio.com. Brought to you by Coors Light and Rover's Morning Glory.
So, that happens, as you heard, Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues. Tickets do go on sale Thursday morning for Holy Moses Matrimony with Pop Evil and everyone from Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth are renewing their vows. It's sort of a bachelor party slash wedding slash concert slash party slash whatever. I don't know. The tickets, as I mentioned, they go on sale Thursday morning. However, if you're an RMG Plus subscriber, they will go on sale tomorrow for you, a pre-sale. Limited number of tickets available in the pre-sale. First come, first serve to Plus subscribers. Someone sent me an email. A few people sent me emails already. Hey, I didn't get an email describing how I can get those. One hasn't been sent out yet. It will be sent out tonight explaining how you get those tickets if you're a Plus subscriber. So stand by for that. Check your junk mail folder in the morning. It will go on sale tomorrow at 8 a.m., correct, right? The pre-sale, Dougie, for tomorrow. Plus subscribers? Okay. Thanks to Coors Light, we'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise available at this and more. It's going to be a good time. We hope to see you there. We'll be right back after this.
Tech Tuesday.
Thank you, Dougie, on Rover's Morning Glory. We have Tech Tuesday coming up. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will come on to answer your technology questions. If you have one, call us right now. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. There's a guy that wants to talk about electric cars. He says they're not environmentally friendly. I would say they're more environmentally friendly than gasoline cars. I don't know what this guy means by that. If we come up with a clean energy solution, let's say nuclear power, for instance, charge your cars through that, through electricity, why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't that be environmentally friendly? I don't know what he's getting at with that. Maybe we'll talk to him. I don't know. But if you have a question and it's tech-related, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be back with Tech Tuesday next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. What is an ass hawk, you might ask?
Oh, my God! It has a mohawk! His ass has a mohawk!
Now you know. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shave that ass, dude.
All right, Tech Tuesday coming up in just a moment. We'll answer your technology questions. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will come on. If you have a question, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. Now there's a couple of people on the phone about electric cars. Because you did a story, you said GM is going all electric.
Yes,
they say that's the future. Jay, you're on Rover's Morning Glory from Delray Beach. Good morning, Jay.
Yo, Rover. Love your show, buddy.
Thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, you know, my only concern is, sorry about my voice. I'm getting over a cold down here in Florida. But, hey, my biggest concern with these electric cars that aren't powered by the Hoover Dam or it's the coal-burning states, it's the batteries that go in the landfill afterwards, which is worse than our tires. You know, engines can be recycled. The metal can be melted down. But my concern is the batteries over, you know, putting 30 million cars on the road in the next 10 years. What are we going to do with all these batteries?
Well, that is a good question. I would assume, and they should mandate, you know, some sort of recycling program that they have. They always have these drop-off points. You can recycle your cell phone batteries when those are dead. I don't know what the hell they do with it or what the environmental impact on that is, but it should be mandatory that you can't just take a giant, like the battery pack in my car is massive. It's huge. You can't just drop that in a landfill somewhere. They should have, just like they have with oil, they have laws supposedly on, you know, you can't just dump your used motor oil in a landfill. They should have some sort of law, and maybe they do, or maybe they will, regarding car batteries, what you do with these battery cells after the fact.
I'm no pro here, but in Europe, they use such a small combustion engine, and that is the most efficient way. We as Americans are so spoiled by big SUVs and all that stuff, but we need to just make our engines smaller. You know, that's my opinion.
Well, you could, but I mean, they do have these rinky-dink-ass slow cars. No one likes that. Now, if they can figure out electric, they're super fast. I mean, blazing fast, quick, rather. But you do have a point. People plug in these cars. They're getting the energy from somewhere. They're generally burning coal.
In Cleveland, you don't have a river up there, your power and everything, do you? Where are you getting your power from there?
Nuclear? Coal. It's burning coal. There's actually sort of not real close to where I live, but there's a power plant maybe about 6, 7, 8 miles from where I live. And it's weird. You go there, and they have this big conveyor belt, and it's just mountains of coal. They're just burning coal 24/7, just mountains and mountains of coal.
Rover, you need to unplug it, son. You got to unplug it.
Well, maybe what I'll do is I'll put solar panels up on the roof. Look. If
in Cleveland, come on.
I know that we get about about 3 or 4 minutes of sun here per day. But in the future, that's definitely the way to do it. Are we there yet? No, not yet. You're absolutely right that you are burning coal. You're powering these cars one way or another. There's no emissions coming out of the tailpipe, but the emission is coming from somewhere at the power plant. Thank you, Jay. The other reason why it's the way of the future is there are almost no moving parts in those. And so they're more reliable. You know, a regular car has thousands of moving parts. My car, next to none. I've had my car for, I don't know, how long has it been? 2.5 years now? No oil change. There is no regular service routine for my car. Zero. They go, what do you have to? I go, what do you have to do to this? They go, put in windshield wiper fluid. That's about it. I go, that's it? There's no maintenance on it other than, you know, you have to make sure that the tires, you have to change the tires out every now and then and whatnot. Are you guys ready for Tech Tuesday?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
All systems are a go.
Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory. Powered by driveonnaturalgas.com.
Dan Costa is the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com, and he's on Skype with us right now. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my man?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Rover?
Whoa, look at this guy. He's all dressed up.
I've got a jacket on today.
Yeah, he's got a sport coat. Look at the little pocket square there.
That's a must.
I mean, let me think. All right, let's predict. What do you think he's up to today, Dieter?
Oh, TV.
TV appearance?
Oh, a big TV.
You think that's what it is? This could be his big break. He goes, I'll never have to go on Rover's Morning Glory again. I'm going to be discovered on the Today Show. What do you think he's doing, Charlie, with a sport
Facebook coat? Live. He's got a big thing. He's going to show off some sort of item on Facebook show later.
Nads, what do you think Dan Costa's doing today?
Funeral.
Funeral? Okay. I believe that Dan is, I think the corporate head honchos are in, and Dan has to like be like, oh, I'm in control of the newsroom here. I got my, I'm a corporate guy too. That's what I think it is. All right, Dan, what do you have planned for the day?
Wow. Well, those are all great guesses, except for the funeral, obviously. The head honcho thing's tomorrow, but it's always good to get a head start and set the stage. And then I am going to be on Facebook Live around 12:30 with a book author, Ellen Ullman, Life in Code, talking to her about her Silicon Valley and her history. So I will be doing Facebook Live as well. So no broadcast TV today. This is as big a broadcast audience as I'm going to reach today, I think.
So what's the code for?
It's freezing in my office.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Like, I don't think they've turned off the air conditioning in here yet. So I've actually got a Rover sweatshirt, Rover hoodie, but I alternate either the sports coat or the hoodie. And right now I'm in sports coat mode.
All right. Well, you look very official there, Dan. All right. What is big in technology news right now?
We've actually got a lot going on this week. I've got two guys in San Francisco for two big announcements, basically the holiday announcements. Microsoft's going to announce new hardware, all of their mixed reality headsets. You know, 6 months ago, they said they had all these partners and they were going to come to market with these AR and VR headsets. Those are all going to be on the market for the holiday season. So they're going to get announced today in San Francisco. And we'll see units from Dell. We'll see it from Asus. They're sort of pitching it as like not just AR, but also a gaming platform, but a PC-based gaming platform, not something that's attached to the Xbox. And they're probably going to have, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a home speaker, something to go up against and compete against Alexa. So they're going to have a whole suite of products. And then tomorrow we're going to have Google's announcements. They're going to launch the Google Pixel 2. So the new flagship Google Android phone will come out tomorrow. And then they will probably also have a new version of the Google Home, maybe some other accessories to sort of break into the smart home space, maybe some new AR platform stuff as well. So there's going to be a lot of new products over the next 4 to 8 hours.
Whatever happened to this product? Speaking, we were just talking to a guy down in Florida. I know this company is based in Florida. What is it? Magic Leap. Whatever happened to that? Are these guys ever going to come out with a product, or what's happening there?
It's super, super mysterious. I mean, there have been some coverage. They've let some journalists in, but very, very rare. A couple of demo videos have leaked online. But basically, this is a company that's got great talent. They've got great buzz. I think they've got great technology, but they have not shipped anything. And it's been years. And
this
in the meantime,
is going to be the new,
you know,
big thing. This is like a... like this augmented, it's not even augmented reality. It's like some, I don't know what the hell they're doing. They claim they're bouncing light into your eyeballs to make it think that it's seeing stuff that's not really there or whatever. I don't know. But so far, nothing. Zilch. Zero.
Yeah. All research and development and no shipment. And maybe that's just what's required to build these next generation platforms. But Microsoft's going to ship... you know, they're going to have half a dozen VR headsets on the market by the end of day today. And you've got the PlayStation VR, which is selling very, very well. They've already got an install base. They've already got customers that are and they're moving on to the second version of their product. You've got Oculus. Facebook's still dumping a bunch of money into that. HTC Vive is going to get rolled up into Google now. And so that gives them their AR platform. There's other companies that are shipping. And Magic Leap is really nowhere to be seen.
I have used nothing other than the Samsung Gear VR, and that that came out a couple of years ago, and it was actually impressive when you put that on, Dieter. You put it on, right? I mean, it's pretty trippy when you experience that for the first time. However, the thing is bulky, the resolution isn't that great. Is there anything on the horizon? Maybe these announcements today Is there anything that really moves this forward? Are we close to mass adoption? This is still way out on the fringe.
The actual headsets are pretty isolating, I think, is the fundamental problem. In that, you know, if you want to strap it on and play a game, that's fine. But even then, it gets a little wearisome after you've been playing a game for a half hour to have this thing strapped on your head. And that's just the gaming application. The question is, where are those other applications of AR? We actually just did a big feature story in PC Mag's Digital Edition. It should be online in a couple of weeks. It's on Digital Newsstands now. That really talks about how AR is making great headway in the workplace. You know, GE is using AR systems to work on aircraft engines. And there's a whole suite of like vertical applications where people are using AR to give them access to these massive manuals and all this technical data. So in those applications, it's been great. Yeah. It's almost like 3D printers. Lots of applications, very intriguing, very useful technology, but not necessarily something you need in your kitchen. I think we're a ways off from having AR technologies that you're going to need at home, you're going to carry around with you. The only exception, and I think the place that we may see some traction in the next 6 months, is using your phone. You know, why can't you look at Zillow? You know, Zillow lets you look up the house prices of any house in your area just by knowing the address. Why can't there be an AR application for that that lets you point your phone at the house, call up the floor plan of that house, call up the last known selling price for that house, and connect you with a real estate agent if you're interested in it? That type of AR application, I think we're just getting to, and it doesn't require a headset. You can use the phone that you've got in your wallet with GPS and an LTE data connection.
You know what else is, this is going to sound stupid, but a simple application would be, what if you have like some sort of AR glasses, augmented reality glasses, but they look like regular, you know, they look fine. They don't look ridiculous. And let's just say a regular pair of glasses. And how great would it be if you're at a party, you're at a social event? I'm guilty of this all the time. I don't know who anyone is. I meet people, I go, I have no idea. I'll turn away, I go, who the hell was that guy? I don't know who that guy is. And they always say, oh, hey, good to see you again, Rover. Oh, yeah, good to see you too. I'm thinking in my mind, I've never met this dude before in my life. Who the hell is this?
Right.
Now, if that just would pop up automatically and tell you who that is.
Little bio.
You know, Frank Smith, vice president of development or whatever.
Two kids.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's brilliant. Just, yeah. I forget names so fast.
I need this. Wouldn't that be a great application, Dan?
Yeah, it's absolutely going to happen.
Whatever your name is, have I met this guy before? I don't know this guy. What is he? Does he work for PC Mag? He's wearing a sport coat, and he's using big words like vertical applications and on digital newsstands now. By the way, that he really is getting used to the head honchos must be coming in tomorrow because he's using a catchphrase like that. On digital newsstands now. There is no digital newsstand. It's just there. It's what's a digital newsstand? That's something they made up. And anyhow, I love you, Dan. I love busting your balls. All right. What else? Anything else big in tech news before we start taking questions?
Those are going to be the big things. We're still, you know, and the big thing that the other thing that I should point out, we're talking about facial recognition. Technology's there now. You get it pairs up with your Facebook account. It has faces to associate with everybody in your Facebook profile. Be the easiest thing to connect that with a very basic camera and run that search in real time. So the technology's there now. The downside of facial recognition is that it seems like Apple's having some trouble with their iPhone 10 facial recognition system. There were some problems in the demo when they launched it. I had some problems with it when I was in the demo room and playing with the device. And supposedly they were going to work these things out before it ships next month. But the rumors we're hearing is that they're having some software problems, and it's just not a reliable way to unlock the iPhone 10 as of yet. They've got a couple of weeks to solve the problem, but if they push that ship date, they're going to be in a world of hurt. They really need that phone to launch in early November so that it can be a big holiday seller.
Cutting it pretty close. All right, let's take some calls for Dan Costa from PCMag.com, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let's go to Timothy, who has a question for Dan Costa. Go ahead, Timothy.
Hey, Dan, I've got the new Note 8, and I'm currently on my third handset since I bought it. They keep freezing to where I have to do a hard reset. Is this an issue that you've heard a lot about, if it's a software issue, or could it be an app that I'm using? I've noticed a lot of times it's when I'm using my work email
and using the phone at the same time, it'll freeze or I have to do a hard reset.
Yeah, it definitely sounds. I mean, it sounds like a software problem. We haven't heard of any widespread software glitches with the system build or the hardware. The hardware has been super reliable. It's probably something that you've got on your phone. After you do that clean install, I would wait a couple of days before you load it up with apps and then add them on one at a time so that you can actually see, what app might be causing the conflict. If it is an email problem, then, you can swap your email client relatively easily. And you might be able to just troubleshoot your email settings. It could be some background process that's operating in the background that's pulling down data files when you don't want them to. That's probably the best advice I could give you. There's been no reports of any hardware or widespread software problems with the unit itself.
Let's go to Rachel in Omaha, Nebraska. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on Tech Tuesday. Go ahead, Rachel.
Good morning, Dan. So we want to get our daughter, she's 9, a laptop for Christmas, looking $200 to $300, just kind of something to get her started. She writes a lot of stories and writes music. What would you recommend that we start her out with?
I would probably, if you really want a laptop, I would go with a Chromebook, which is, think of it as just a laptop with a web browser on it that will not have a whole suite of apps, but she'll be able to get online. She'll be able to write. You can set the parental settings, so you can sort of limit how much of the internet she can get onto. Those sell for $150-$200 and have a keyboard. The other thing I would think about is a tablet. And getting her a Kindle Fire tablet. You don't get the keyboard. You'll get a virtual keyboard, but I think you'll find that at 9 years old, kids don't feel the need for keyboards the way some of us olds do. And she might be able to compose music, read, write, make videos, do all those creative things just with a tablet screen. And also gives you lots of options for locking it down and not letting her access the web at large. So either one of those would be great, great bargains.
Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory with Dan Costa. Go ahead, Zach.
Morning, Dan. I'll start by saying this is a work phone that I'm talking about. So the importance of it is minimal compared to my personal phone, but I have a Apple iPhone 6S. I downloaded iOS 11 just to see what it looked like. And, recently, I had to download another update from that update, but I noticed that it's still really glitchy, and also my battery life, it just tears through it. For an example, I was at 100% literally an hour ago, and I've made a few text messages. I think I checked one email, haven't been on the internet at all, and I'm at 70% right now. I just didn't know if it was maybe time to think about telling work to give me an upgrade or if they're going to fix that. I just would rather not get a new phone, but I was curious what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, this is a known problem, and that older iPhones running iOS 11 are just getting the battery life killed.
Same thing happens. The 7 is, that's the last phone that they made, and it just sucks up the battery. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how great the battery life on iPhones is. Now it just.
It's interesting, isn't it? The new one came out.
It's interesting. New phone comes out. Now they go, oh, your battery just is a conspiracy. I think so. So is it are they doing this on purpose, Dan?
I don't think they're doing it on purpose, although you never know. These things are uncanny the way they shape up. The thing that the value proposition of Apple's products has always been, we're going to tune the hardware to match the software. The software and hardware are going to be perfectly integrated. We make the software, we make the hardware, and therefore we can make it work better than any other mobile platform out there. And they compare it to Android and say, where they don't have that same situation. The thing is that when you move from one handset to another, they've probably got power management features that are tuned just for the iPhone 8 and just for the iPhone 10, because that's the future of their hardware platform. When you take that same operating system and you stick it in an older model, yes, it will run, but I don't know that you're going to get the same efficiencies that you get when you run a newer version of the handset. So they may actually be inefficiencies between the software and the hardware with older handsets. And frankly, I don't think Apple really cares that much about older handsets because they want you to invest in the new handset. So it may not be intentional, but there may be some disinterest on their part in maintaining battery life for older handsets.
Dan, What do you guys have at PCMag.com right now that people would be interested in checking out?
I got to tell you, so my audio guy, you know, I don't know if you've seen everybody with the Apple EarPods, but everybody in New York is wearing them. It's kind of freaky. I really want to get a roundup of all of the Bluetooth, really truly wireless headsets that are just two buds that you stick in your ear, you can use for audio and to make calls. And we've just got enough that we're going to do a roundup of the top 10. Today, we just published the Bose SoundSport Free. They're $250, but they're amazing headphones. When he brings them back in, he's got them at home now, I'm going to test these things out. But we've got to have a whole roundup on all these devices. It's just an exciting category because I think it really takes headphones to that next level. Apple led the way a little bit, but there are plenty of options for Android users now.
All right. Dan Costa has to run. He's going to film his Men's Warehouse commercial, and he'd like to remind you, you're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it. Dan, as always, I appreciate it, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy, man.
Thank you. Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Wearing a sport coat today. Looks so official, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Sharp.
Yeah, sharp-dressed man right there. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at RoverRadio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or Apple TV. And for everyone else, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have, Doogie?
There's a ex-Mount Union football player that's in a little bit of trouble. I wonder what Dieter thinks about that story, because he went to Mount Union.
That's right.
So I'll tell you that story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Jeffrey's Holy Moses Matrimony is Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues. The entire show and you will celebrate this union between Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth.
Holy Moses!
They will renew their vows. There will be a bachelor party for Jeffrey beforehand, because he always complains that he never had a bachelor party before he got married. So we'll have a bachelor party then.
His life is a bachelor party.
It is. It really is. I mean, different bars, different strip clubs.
Different ladies.
Yeah. He's like Dan Bilzerian. If
the poor man's Dan Bilzerian.
Exactly. If Dan Bilzerian were poor and had received some sort of traumatic brain injury, it would be Jeffrey LaRoque.
Exactly.
Dan Spilzerian.
Instead of working for the U.S. government, he gets paid by the U.S. government.
It will have a performance by wedding band Pop Evil. Pop Evil will be playing. They're not really a wedding band, obviously.
Not at all.
It's a
don't
rock
say
band.
That. I don't want them to be like, what's going on?
Well, they can go with the... Just go with it. Go with the gag, guys.
They will. They love us.
Pop Evil will perform at Holy Moses Matrimony. We'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise available.
We were just talking about it in the office.
Yeah.
Is there going to be an... You got to walk down the aisle, right?
Yep.
The aisle is...
Doogie's like, well, no, we can't have an aisle.
Why not?
You need to... I was like, you need to walk. That's the whole thing.
Say that.
You put some steps at the front of the stage. They could start in the back and walk down the aisle.
So we were just going to have... We're going to have her walk out on the stage.
No, no, no. You want to walk down the aisle.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
To walk from where? You know, I mean, like, then you'd have to have... That's a whole nother setup.
We can do it. We'll make it happen. Yeah. Got it.
And who is...
We got this.
Yeah. Who's bridesmaids?
We got to ask him. Bridesmaids, groomsmen.
How many groomsmen? Because sometimes there's like eight, sometimes there's
two.
Can
we ban Scat from being in the wedding?
Well, I was already
right?
wondering, because that's going to be his best man. Or
no, it's not. Too. Dieter is. Oh, no, Thomas, Thomas Sharon,
you can't be
and
a
Dieter.
Groomsman, no.
Yes,
Thomas
he is.
Sharon's the ring bearer. Right?
Yeah, the kid would be the ring bearer.
Right. Of course, every yeah.
Maybe Gia could be the ring bearer.
No, she, if anything, she'd be the flower girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is happening Saturday, November 18th. So brought to you by Coors Light. We'll have our old phone screener dumb there. Sean Street Entertainment is the wedding DJ. He probably, maybe everyone will be doing the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah, chicken dance.
All that standard kind of wedding
whatever.
Crap.
Whatever.
No, chicken dance, not chicken dad.
Whatever.
The chicken slokey pokey.
Oh, we got all this work.
Is chicken dad going to come?
Oh, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Was he happy about the first time around?
Probably.
No.
Would he be clucking at all the rice that we throw at them?
Well, we're thinking
peaches and rice.
Should we throw what? Should we throw peaches and rice?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Or
I don't,
lice.
Look, I don't want an aisle where people are going to throw beers.
No one's going to throw.
No,
come on.
Really?
No. Who's going to throw? No. Why would someone throw a beer at him as he
yeah,
walks
but you'd have to
down.
Have a whole. So the room would have to be divided into two. You'd have to have.
Yeah, are you the groom's side? Yeah.
We can do this. We can do this. This is not that
you
big of a deal.
That.
She's like acting like, oh my God.
You can throw
how do you put an aisle
look,
up?
No, I'm trying to protect Mary Elizabeth.
Wait, from what?
She doesn't like crowds.
So
she's
put
not.
Put the veil down.
She's not
and
in her
she won't
cover
even
herself
see anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to give her away?
That's a good question. Rover, are you?
Right there.
She won't stop hugging me. Like, I'll have to push her away. The first time
you know,
I met her, she
like
hugged me for 10 minutes.
Yeah. What? What's so funny? What did you say?
Nothing.
You missed give it. Her away. It's over. So, an aisle.
Also, thanks to Safe and Reliable Limos, Dino Palmera Salon, IndoorGardens.com, and ClevelandReception.com. That's Sean Street Entertainment.
Are you guys going, or Doogie, are you going to make Jeffrey's grooms? Are you going to pick the groomsmen and tell him who he can have and who he can't?
Or, well, we gotta have a,
or
we gotta have
are you going to leave it up to him? Because if it's up to him, it'll seriously just be Dieter, Scat, and somebody from the fence company. We'll all be
no
cut
Scat.
Out.
Yeah, that's exactly
no, we'll be cut out.
No,
and that's,
you guys,
that's okay.
No.
I don't want to, I actually don't want to ruin his time. If he. He hates being around me, and if I'm going to ruin this moment, that's fine. I'll stand off to the side. I don't need to be part of the...
No, Scat.
He's...
You know, I don't think that's a...
He's going to ask Scat.
No.
For
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, he will. No. Oh, so he won't even ask it. Scat will weasel
force
his
him.
Way in.
Show up.
Right. Weasel his way in somehow.
I think Rover will be in the part. If Jeffrey could pick, it'll be Dieter, Scat, some guy from the fence company, and Rover. And who's doing the... Yeah, who's doing the marriage?
Who's officiating?
Yeah.
Well, that was something again. We just announced it.
So, in other words, none of these details have been.
No, here's the things. Does he want to wear a tuxedo? I mean, I've said this. What is he? Or do we do the tuxedo shirts? Does he want Rover to get his license or whatever and officiate the wedding? Or his
we don't even need the license because it's renewing it. No, no.
I have a listener, a girl that emailed and said, "Hey, I text with Jeffrey. We go out for drinks." I'm a lawyer. I'm official. I can officiate this wedding.
But I don't think you need to officiate it because they're already married.
It's not a real wedding.
But
they're just renewing
their
vows.
You could literally have anybody do it.
Do you want somebody with experience, like the officiating chick that goes out with him and has drinks, which is kind of funny?
I think Rover doing it dressed as a priest would be pretty funny to me.
That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's something we've got to figure out. But we have to have Jeffrey here to see what he wants.
All right. Well, the tickets go on sale Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at roverradio.com. But if you're an RMG Plus subscriber, a pre-sale for you with limited number of advanced sale tickets available tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You'll get an email tonight if you're an RMG Plus subscriber explaining how to purchase your tickets. So check your junk email, your spam folder. Sometimes those emails end up in there if you're not paying attention. And we'll see you there at House of Blues on Saturday, November 18th. Doogie? Ooh,
excuse
right.
me.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys are going to have a block of rooms available for maybe all the guys that Mary Elizabeth slept with.
Oh, right. Boy. Yeah. Oh,
they
man.
They could all be there.
Well,
they should be invited.
Maybe. Well, we do want to have some tickets available for sale still. So it would be a sellout crowd, I believe, if we did that.
Charlie had an idea.
What's that?
Tell him the... As he's walking down the aisle, should I not say that on the
air? Oh, well, that's why I was asking about walking down the aisle, because I was trying to understand, and I've never really paid attention to a wedding, where does the groom come from? Like, does he walk? He doesn't walk down the aisle, right?
Yeah, he walks down the aisle first, don't they?
No.
He's just always there. Every time I sit down, he's just standing there. Is he staying there for an hour?
There's like a side room.
Where does he come from?
Oh, are you sure?
He comes from the back somewhere.
He's up there. The groomsmen walk the bridesmaids down.
Oh, really?
There's like a holding room in the church.
So the groom doesn't walk down the aisle?
But we could change it for our thing, because my idea was Jeffrey motorboats his way down the aisle.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right as he's about to get married, he cheats on his wife like 100 times on the way. Seconds before he gets married again.
My nephew just got married, and he walked his mom and his grandma, like, walk them down, and then he just went up there and stood.
Oh, so he did walk down the aisle in the way.
But I think grooms do walk down the aisle.
They do.
But they walk a family member down. Or
at first.
That's usually like, doesn't your mother walk you down the aisle if you're the groom?
No.
I was just had a wedding. Yes. I don't remember where he came from. He just appeared. He was just on the altar. And I'm just like, where?
You probably got there late.
You could do it whatever.
No, I was talking to him beforehand, and then he disappeared, and then I look up, and he's just up there, and I don't know where he came from. I've never paid attention to where the groom comes from. Because everybody stands up for the bride, and
you
look.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but I think a motorboat line on his way to get married again. Just the one last hurrah for him.
Sure.
Would be great.
Because he'll be on the straight and narrow after he renews his vows. It's a fresh start. No more late night songs and suds.
It's over.
But no, because that night he's working that night at the strip club. So after the next day.
Okay. Mikey in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Yo.
I was going to say, I was just talking to Nance, like, what is the fail-safe for contingency if Mary Elizabeth decides that she doesn't want to be around the crowd and she changes her mind last second, or, you know, it calls the wedding off, or...
We bring Jeffrey's old lady there, and he just marries her instead.
And look, this is a very real possibility. Doozy's shaking her head no.
She's
no.
going to do it.
Oh,
she
I'm
wants
75%
to do it.
Sure.
This is 80%. Oh. She backs out at the last minute that she's just backstage and won't come out.
Yes. Wait, well, of course. No. She'll make it to the venue. She'll peek her head out, and she'll go, too many people, I'm not leaving, and that's going to be the end of that.
See, that's why we bring her to the backstage. Like, I promised her I would make sure that she would feel safe at
But she's going to want to walk down the aisle, I think.
I will make an aisle. We're going to have like a, she wants white roses. We'll have a.
We'll make an aisle through the thing. We'll take care of this. Just stick with me, Doogie.
Well, I'm super excited for it because, you know, I get excited for Roverfest every year and it got canceled. And this actually falls on the weekend of my birthday, too. So I'm coming out to celebrate it all and have a kick-ass time with you guys.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. Mikey, thank you.
Thank you.
Sabo says the groom typically walks down the mother and seats her and then would go up front and wait. That's what happens. Although Hyman Smasher says, I've never seen the groom walk down the aisle.
They do it early. Like it depends at every wedding. You can do any way you want.
Okay. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
A small one.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Megyn Kelly. So she's the new $15 million woman for NBC, but did you notice that they preempted her for Matt Lowry and...
Matt who?
Matt Lowry.
Matt who?
What?
I got Dieter in my head. Matt Lauer.
Uh-huh.
And Savannah Guthrie. So she's on, Megan's on at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
They preempted her. They bumped her, but they didn't include her in any of the coverage regarding the Vegas shooting. Little weird?
I don't know if that's weird. I think that that is your trusted news team. They've been there for a long time, and so that doesn't surprise me in the least. I don't know. I guess she's probably a little pissed off about that, I bet.
You don't have to put her up there with Matt. Just give her a little bit of something. She didn't do any
cut
of the
in
cover.
Or something.
Nothing.
Right.
So that might be a little inside scoop as far as what's the future for Megyn Kelly. Again, $15 million. She was the face, the new it girl for NBC that seemed to backfire really fast. And then I guess, and I don't know, this came from Dieter. Do you know who Robbie Williams is, the singer?
Yes.
I guess he did a 2002
song. What was his most famous song? Robbie Williams. Oh, what was that one?
Rude Box?
No. Most famous song.
I'm looking right now. We don't have any in our system.
Do you have In Me and My Monkey? I guess that there's chilling comparisons compared to those lyrics to what happened. People are saying that it's really close. It's chilling similarities.
Well,
to the
I listened to the song yesterday. So
oh, you did?
It talks about him going in to Mandalay Bay, checking in, going to the 33rd floor. He has a monkey and a gun, and he's polishing his gun.
That's pretty crazy.
So that is...
That's crazy. I agree with Nads. You don't think so?
Not necessarily, because how many other songs are there about Caesar's Palace or the Mirage or any of these places that you just don't know about, these obscure songs, because nothing's happened there? So I don't know how crazy I find that.
I can't find a clean version. I don't know if we're cussing.
How about play this one?
What's his most famous song, Robbie Williams?
I have, this is the top one, Love My Life.
No.
Angels?
The places where we go. No. He had like one big song.
Party Like a Russian? Dance like he got concussion on. Rock DJ? Hey, why do we all know his name, but we can't name a single song? With your torso, boys getting high and the
girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not. This isn't it either, but I know that there's something we're missing.
I got
this is terrible. We got
everybody. Millennium? You got Millennium up there?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I've heard this song at least before, I think. Yeah, I remember this song. This guy had no hits in the U.S.?
I don't know this song.
You guys ever heard Rude Box? To the Rude Box, shake your Rude Box. To the Rude Box,
shake your Rude Box. Never heard this?
When I was in Ireland, when I was like 18... Every radio station, just constantly this one. Back to basics, grab
your shell toes. Robbie Williams. Laces, a little hand clap for some funk faces and make your body move in the following places. Went from underground hero to one-hit wonder in America with one song.
Millennium. It's got to be Millennium. That was it.
Well, he was in that boy band before that.
Oh, it was? What boy band?
Take That.
What?
Take That, a British band.
I never heard of it.
That's right.
Angels is one of the most popular songs requested from funeral service.
All right, play Angels. All right, so Millennium hit number 72 on the charts. Angels hit number 53 on the charts. Here in the U.S. Let me see if I know this song. I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplating. Never heard this.
Can you fast forward? So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head,
and I feel that love is dead. I've never heard this. I'm loving angels instead. And through it, she offers me protection. Never heard it.
Nobody has.
Hey, this is just making this up. No, you've never heard this song.
And went through it all.
No, she did.
She nailed it through it all.
Snitzer, you've heard this.
Yeah, but he'd already sang
it all. No, I knew that. Did he? No, I got this.
Earlier in, right,
oh,
when
never
it
mind.
Ended the chorus.
Angels. I'm
loving
angels.
No,
you're so wrong.
No.
She's making that up.
No, I know this song,
When did
Robbie?
This come out?
I think he's asking you, Dougie.
No, she's thinking about it. When did this come out?
It was before 2000.
That's true. And
I know it wasn't my Duran Duran or George Michael.
It wasn't Duran Duran? Yeah, it's Robbie Williams.
No, it wasn't in my Duran Duran punk phase.
No.
So
it was after I graduated from college. It was in 92. So
92.
After that.
Charted in January 22nd, 2000 in the U.S.
Angels and all, and through it all.
Now, Millennium was the song that...
No, this is the one.
Play that again? That's even terrible. This monkey song that he had...
That was even what? Terrible? Terrible?
Terrible. No, I said that. That was even terrible.
It's a terrible-er.
No. The monkey song about going into Mandalay Bay with a gun, I listen to that, it's just nonsensical. It's terrible. Yeah, this is the song. She's like, you've heard this. I go, yeah, this is the one we all said we've heard. This was this hit in the U.S.
You're an idiot.
And he had that video for that Rock DJ where he ripped off his skin. I don't know if you remember that one. That was kind of like, I think it's right after that Millennium.
For which one?
Rock DJ. He like rips off all his skin and becomes like a skeleton by the end of it. It was really gross.
Oh, I do kind of remember that.
Let me see if I can find the video for that.
Show kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got.
This guy just makes terrible music.
He's
a grown man.
57 million records sold. Get
witness, every girl, every man. What the hell are they doing over there in England? Bad teeth, bad music.
I got a British guy on the line if you want to talk to him about it.
I have to be honest with you, I've never heard this song. Have you heard this song, Charlie?
Not that I remember. I only remember that Rude Box.
Where does he rip off his skin? Let's get to it.
Maybe the girls do it.
Huh?
I think maybe the girls rip it off. Classes, music for your masses. Give no head,
no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quiet. Graham is a British guy. That's a British name, Graham. Graham, good morning.
Yo,
Yo, hey, man.
Hey, you've gone through every Robbie Williams song except the one that I think you're looking for, which is called The Road to Mandalay.
The Road to Mandalay.
No.
Is that the one you were talking about with the monkey and the rifle?
Yeah, it's just called Me and My Monkey or something, I think is the name of that song.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's just...
No, there's a song called Road to Mandalay.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that has something to do with the...
Robbie Williams is like a god in England. He's huge.
Huge.
I should move to England. Imagine how successful I'd be.
You don't look like
this. This guy is successful. Yeah, but his music is... It's awful. I mean, this is terrible. This makes the Spice Girls sound like the Beatles.
Guess his net worth.
Oh, 120 million or pounds, though.
200
pounds.
Million.
Yeah. Jesus. Seriously?
All right. Thank you, Graham. See this dude rip his skin off. Let's get to it.
Nice.
Well, we don't know if he is or not. It's blurred out, Dougie.
Oh, This guy's got his thong out.
He's whipping it out.
Yeah, he's hanging.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ew. Robin Williams is cool.
Yeah, he's ripping off his skin now. And just...
Ew!
What
is
this? It looks like Carnage from Spider-Man.
Do you remember the guy?
He ripped his dong off. What's the point of having all these chicks if you're going to rip your dong off?
Who's the guy when we were little with the bro on his head?
Oh, Mr. Body?
Is that Inside Out Mr. Goodbody?
Dude, Mr. Goodbody?
How in the world? Look at this thing. Like, how did this become a big... I mean, he's just throwing chunks of meat, his own flesh at these girls.
He's ripping his cheeks off. Don't rip off now.
Ripped off his ass cheeks.
Great.
Now he's ripped off his face. It's just down to his straight up skull. Cool. It just seems so bizarre. Like, this kind of music appeals to women, right?
That's a good
so
song.
Who thought, like, hey, why don't we have you rip off your skin and just get all bloody?
Let's get some guys into it. Like, guys like blood and stuff. So
blood and
that
guts,
in.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, that's well,
it.
There you go.
That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Got the cheesecake.
Sorry, wait a second.
God.
Sorry, I feel like this.
Got the cheesecake with RMG. Rover's Morning Glory presents...
Holy Moses!
Holy Moses Matrimony, featuring Pop Evil. With Sean Street Entertainment on the ones and twos. But mostly the number twos.
Whatever.
Saturday, November 18th at the House of Blues. Tickets on sale Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at roverradio.com. Brought to you by Coors Light and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. We want to see you there. Maybe we'll have Robbie Williams as a special guest. Ripping off his skin. Please. He may be worth $200 million, but that guy would be lucky to take $10,000 to perform in the United States. Terrible. Let's see. I'm just checking through emails here. Alicia wants to know why Nads is not on the outside of the bus. Jeffrey's not on the outside of the bus either.
Just the important people.
Snitz is not on the outside of the bus either. It's just a limited amount of room on the bus. Somebody emailed me. They go, well,
whatever.
What do you think about the bus life now? That was a long trip. That was 2 weeks, man. That's a long-ass time to be on the bus. I had a good time. I actually had a really good time. I don't know if they have a good time. I had a good time.
I had a really fun time right up to the end.
Yeah, I had a fun time.
It gets rough after a while where it's like you just kind of want to go home, but you're still having fun there. Everywhere we go, we're having fun.
You know what? Would it be different if you guys had to take it back, though? Because you guys got to fly home, and you parked it in L.A. for 3 days.
I don't think so, because we would have been back anyhow. Like, we were already on our way back. We would have been back two more days. We would have been home.
Yeah, we would have been the same amount of time. But I did like having L.A. for a while, that was awesome to be able to just sit around for 2 days somewhere.
Yeah, I have a good time on the bus. Well, I think it's a lot of fun.
You also have your significant other with you. It's a little different than all of us peons.
I can't be away from my wife.
Hey, you're with yours. So yeah. What are you crying for me for?
You think he was going to cry right there?
Oh, yeah.
Or cry while he was on the bus?
No, out there.
Oh, I bet he did cry while we're out there.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Did you cry, Snitch?
When I was there? No.
No?
Oh, okay. Not in private or anything? You didn't go to the bathroom and just...
When did I get any privacy, first of all? But no.
In the bathroom.
Did you have any emissions nocturnally?
All right.
Who, me? No. Saved it up.
Look at Douche just trying to get...
We're getting into the important stuff here.
All right, Douche. We're fine.
Was it a lot when it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It was nice, very nice.
Tell us about it.
So what happened? What he said that he what?
He saved up for 2 weeks.
Oh, he saved. Oh my
he blasted
god!
Blasted his wife across the room.
She's stuck to the ceiling.
It was the other mass she's shooting like that happened.
She's like in Charlotte's Web on the ceiling.
No, see, I got picked up by my wife at the airport. I was very happy to see her. I did not go to a bar afterwards. I went right home and.
Charlie, what did you do? You probably went out, had a few drinks before you went home.
Yeah, a couple cold ones.
Yeah, you didn't songs and suds. You didn't go home to your girlfriend, did you?
No, she picked me up. She picked me up, and we hung out, so it was good.
Why didn't you guys all just ride in one car? Like, if Snitz's wife is coming to get him, your girlfriend's coming to get you.
I've had enough of Snitz at that point.
Oh, yeah.
He's had enough of me. Couldn't take him for another
we just wanted
15 minutes?
I don't want to have to make my girlfriend drive him home or have his wife drive me home because the Snitzers are going to pretty much screw in that car, and I don't want to be in that back seat.
Ew.
They can't keep their hands off of each other after that 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, I'm in the splash zone at that point. I'm going to get some spray back.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, we have a lot to get to tomorrow. I have a lot of stuff I didn't get to yesterday or today because we were pretty much talking about this shooting in Las Vegas the entire time. And so we've got to get all caught up on everything. I'm thinking about writing a complaint letter. You guys, I'll tell you tomorrow, but I'm thinking of writing I never write complaint letters, but I'm thinking about writing a complaint letter to my hotel in Los Angeles. So I want to get your opinion on that.
I want
to
know.
Most of the time I go, it's not worth it, but
this is
I'm really
line?
Irritated by this, actually.
No towels?
I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll give you the rundown.
Do you guys steal the shampoo when you leave?
No, what am I going to do with that?
Oh, yeah, I guess you don't.
Yeah, I don't have any hair, but
Snitzer loads up.
On shampoo?
My wife and daughters love that stuff,
all
dude.
All the stuff. As soon as we get to the hotel, he starts stealing it. Calls down the front desk.
No,
some more.
I wait till the end.
Did they even let you bring that on the plane? Because you have so much. Or he didn't know he was getting on a plane.
No, so it's
did he have to stash all of that on the bus in one of the bays underneath his shampoo cache?
No, it's in my checked baggage.
Oh, you guys checked bags?
Yeah. We had to.
We have giant bags.
I didn't bring usually I bring a small bag on a plane, but I wasn't expecting to be on a plane, so I brought a pretty large bag. So yeah,
we were packed for like 2 weeks, so it was a lot of stuff.
Well, now that we know that at these hotels that we normally stop at, that they have laundry there,
that was great.
You can pack half of what you normally pack.
Well, Snitzer tried that and then
backfired.
It backfired, but he didn't. He waited until we got all the way
too late,
to do his laundry. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out what's coming up on The Aftermath, and we'll wrap everything up right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The studs on the show turn you on too much, and you need new underwear?
All right, I guess I'm known as the guy that wears panties for girls. It's getting me laid.
Dieter can probably help you out. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RNG Plus, which will start momentarily. Holy Moses Matrimony, that is Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renewing their vows Saturday, November 18th at House of Blues, with special performance by Pop Evil. They're going to be our wedding band for the night. Pop Evil is. They will perform, I guess, at the end of this. I don't know exactly the timeline of everything that's happening.
Yep,
but
close out the night.
We'll have Dom, our old phone screener, as the wedding DJ. We'll have brand new Rover's Morning Glory merchandise available for you. It's all brought to you by Coors Light. Again, it's Saturday, November 18th, the House of Blues. The doors open up at 7. The event starts at 8. The tickets go on sale Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. But there is a pre-sale for RMG Plus subscribers. That happens tomorrow morning starting at 8 until those set aside are gone. You'll get an email tonight if you're an RMG Plus subscriber. It will explain to you how to purchase those tickets. Special thanks to Safe and Reliable Limos, Dino Palmieri Salon, Indoor Gardens, and Sean Street Entertainment, ClevelandReception.com. So we'll see you out there, and I would recommend getting those tickets. I don't know how quickly that will sell out. It could be a matter of minutes. It could be a matter of hours. It could be a matter of days or weeks. I don't know. I know that there are not a lot of tickets available for this, so they're going to go fast. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you at this party, this celebration of this blessed union between Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth, Saturday, November 18th. Let's see what is coming up in the aftermath.
Coming up in the aftermath.
All right, they continue on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com. You can watch or listen live to the aftermath as they continue the show. Charlie, what do you have on the way?
We're going to talk about, will Jeffrey's wife show up to this Holy Moses matrimony? Is B2 the Yoko Ono of the show? And is Dan Bilzerian a douche or an Instagram god? All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
All right. Get over to RMG Plus. That starts in 8 minutes. We will be back. What is it, Dougie?
Hit that real quick. I need to
what
do
it. What is it?
Real quick. Caller 30.
What, this?
Yes.
Caller 30 right now. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. I'll give you a copy of NBA 2K18. This is now available for PS4, PS3, Xbox One, and Xbox 360. Also PC and Nintendo Switch. Pretty much everything. They have legendary teams where you can play with the greatest players in NBA history from all 30 teams together on all-time franchise rosters. That's for the first time ever with NBA 2K18. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. And that is available in stores now in Rochester. It's a text to win week. Get tickets to Castle of Horrors at the Main Street Armory, October 7th through 29th. Text the word CASTLE, C-A-S-T-L-E, to the number 51879 for your chance to win tickets. And we will be back live tomorrow morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.